Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race that getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, giving you what you want, what you need. And tonight is Wednesday, and you know what I'm saying, we're going in tonight. Tonight we got who's on the list. We got your boy, Suge White, I mean, well-known in the streets in New York, doing his thing, a hot DJ. He did a lot of stuff with Mike Beck. Salute and rest in peace to Mike Beck. We got Chad B, upcoming artist, and we also got Face live in the building, brought to us by Soul Pitch Media. Shout out to my girl Cinnamon Jones. And it's going down tonight on Lush Radio Online, giving you what you want, what you need. And shout out to our sponsors, OhanaShop.com, Capital Customs, and Diverse Media Group, LLC, man, and E2K Magazine. Let's go to the phone lines. I got my beautiful co-host representing the Cali area, my girl. Ebony! What up, Ebony?
What's up? You ready to get it in today?
I'm ready to get it in, man. Oh, man, Ebony, yesterday's show, man, was so informative, sis, man.
I called in late. Yeah, I know. I was listening. They was really dropping some jewels. We definitely need them on Wednesday when they got a lot more time.
Yeah, definitely, man. It definitely was dropping some jewels. So we got Suge White live on the show today, and we also have Chad B, upcoming artist, and we have Face, another upcoming artist, on Lush Radio Online. And you know, this is what we do, people. This is what we do, talking to you guys about business, getting yourself together. And, you know, just getting into different formats in order to advance yourself in whatever business you're doing. You got any shout-out sweets? You got any shout-outs for the people?
Definitely. I want to give a shout-out to Sam Marley. He's doing his thing on his single, Tear the Whole City Down, presented by Genius Music. So I definitely want to give that a shout-out. Also, I want to give a shout-out to you and Guru and K-Star Beauty and all of our listeners that's tuned in today.
That's what it is. Were you able to hear the new song they got with you got Damian Marley, Junior Gong, and Nas? It's definitely a hot song. Some people are like, you know, I don't know about it, but I think it's definitely hot. It's like it stays true to real hip hop, you know, and everything. I think it's definitely
a hot
song. You
got that in the arsenal?
We don't have it in the arsenal right now. We're going to have it in the arsenal on Friday. But it's definitely a hot one, and I'm definitely feeling it. It's a new joint from Damian Marley and your boy, Nas. So it's definitely a hot one. And like I said, we're gonna have your boy Suge White live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Suge White, I actually had a pleasure to meet him at Seth Black's Big Station Online .com, the shop in Queens. He's heavily respected in the streets. This guy grinds hard as hell. He does his hot DVDs, man. And he was doing a lot of strong things with Mike Beck, and he helped a lot of artists, you know, get where they're at. And definitely salute to him, man. He's going to be live on the show dropping us some jewels and telling us what's new and what's going on with him. So we're going to go ahead and see who we got on the line with us live on Lush Radio Online. I got my beautiful co-host, Ebony, representing the Cali area. And we're going in, and let's talk about some business tonight on Wednesday. We got a caller from the 646, New York, New York. What up?
What's going on? It's M-Rack, Gutter Music, ForbesDVD.com, and all that, East New York.
That's what it is. That's what it is. What up, M-Rack? How you doing? What's goody?
Putting in that work. You know what I'm saying? Putting in that work.
That's what it is. I'm shocked to have you on here today, because I know we were supposed to have you on Friday, but, I mean, it's all good, man.
I thought it was Wednesday. My partner, Doggy Diamond, told me I was supposed to call today. So if it's Friday, then I call in Friday. You know what I mean? I wait my turn. You know what I mean? Today just be the shout-out. You know what I mean? Yo. Was
yeah,
it Blog
definitely.
Talk Radio?
That's what it is. Well, I mean, since you on and everything, you know what I'm saying, we still going to have you on Friday, but since you on, we're going to give them a quick synopsis. Everybody that's joining us right now, M-Rec, been in the game rhyming for a minute. He's doing his thing. He's one of Doggy Diamond's artists. You know, that's my brother from another mother, Forbes DVD. And he got, M-Rec got, you know, some mixtapes coming out, some other things popping off. And he just knocked on the address that your boy, you know, Electronica put out there, you know, and they knocked on the door. Tell us about that whole situation, because that was hilarious, man. Talk about that, man.
Pretty much, we're not going to take no disrespect. And at the same time, you know, it's one of them things. This is the birthplace of hip-hop. So it was just so disrespectful to the people of New York City as well as the birthplace of the culture. You know what I'm saying? And somebody had to stand up and, like, pretty much, like, yo, fam, what's good with that? That's all, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what's good with that? Well, you know what I mean? But from what I'm hearing, you know, homie take medication, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, his cat reached out. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, they had pretty much, like, yo, pardon him, you know, he's on medication, that type of thing like that, you know what I mean? But we ain't going to have no disrespect. You know what I mean? Going towards the city. You know what I mean? Putting too much street work out here and putting in too much work in general out here to have an out-of-towner who rhyme like us trying to disrespect us on our own turf. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's
give the ads out like nobody from BK was going to come check you. So, you know, nah, that wasn't going to fly.
That's
then,
what,
you know, like 10,000 people from the city called my phone this whole week and like, yo, you know what I mean? What's good, Rec? Yo, rally the troops. We trying to get at dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like on some, you know, the next level type. You know what I mean? I calmed everybody down. So it'd be a lot going on behind the scenes that people don't even know about. Like, because a lot of people take this serious. A lot of dudes put a lot of street work in and they feel like, you know, some out of towner coming from, you know, New Orleans talking crazy. They ain't going to have that. You know what I'm saying? Because if it was the other way around, you know, if it was like, to say, like, representative like Joe Buttons on New Orleans radio, he wouldn't have been able to lead the station because the residents from that neighborhood would have shut that down. You know what I mean? Would have left
right,
him there.
Definitely.
And that's just real talk. You know what I mean? But the city got soft, but, it, you know, it's still live dudes out here like myself and a whole bunch of others. But for dudes that be getting that airplay and dudes that be, you know, showcasing these cats on the radio like they the live ones, they didn't even step up to the plate. So, you know, the only one that stepped up was K-Slay and, you know, myself, you know what I'm saying? But whatever, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I go down in history for that. You know?
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, we talked about it on the show and talked about it. We had, what's the name, the A&R from Def Jam on here yesterday, and the VP of Mark.
What was
his name? Dame.
Dame?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And we also had the VP of Marketing from Grand Hustle, Amir Boyd, and we were So, but Amir, you know, had to plead the fifth because, you know, he actually knows him and stuff like that. But, you know, I think, you know, I don't think he really meant, maybe he at the time, I don't know, maybe he was frustrated. I don't really think he meant to do that because it was kind of like, you know, at that time, I don't think he was thinking right because, you know.
It was the heat of the moment. It was the heat of the moment. But sometimes at the same time, you got to watch what you say because, you know me. You will get what your hand is called for, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be always conscious of what you say, sober, drunk, yeah. In the heat of the moment, you know what I mean? You just, that's why you got to be a soul controller, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And act out of emotions, because you will that's be dealt true. With accordingly, you know what I mean?
That's definitely true, because I know a lot of cats that I know from New York was just really heated about the situation, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, once again, like we say, it is the birthplace of hip-hop. But I think at the end of the day, in regards to, like, garbage music, I think people all around, it don't matter what state it is, I think a lot of people throwing out garbage, you know. And, you know, I'd rather him, if he would have said that, you know, an individual that he think is putting out garbage, you know, versus, you know, just, you know, including
New York, like, because that's my whole thing. If you're not, you know, excluding, you including everybody. You know what I'm saying? If you say New York's been putting out whack music, if you
mm-hmm.
don't give names, then you're talking about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a generalization.
Mm-hmm.
That's self-explanatory. You know what I'm saying? You always got to make yourself be clear.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note, I was on a check-in, Blog Talk Radio and all that, MREC. I tune in Friday with y'all. What time is Good Friday for me to check in with y'all?
My program manager, Cookie, actually supposed to give you all that information and stuff. She's the one that deals with all the interviews and stuff like that. But, I mean, since you are on and everything, tell the people real quick, you know, some of the projects that's coming out and everything, and throw your Twitter out there for the people.
Oh, yeah. Right now we got the Jukes and the Votes 1, which is platinum, you know what I mean, the streets and, 5 times platinum online. It's on over 20,000 websites. If you Google MREC, you know what I mean? I come up about 1.4 million times in the Google results, you know what I mean? This ain't no fabricated numbers, you know what I mean? This is, you know, my work go back, way back to Tony Touch, 50 MCs. I put in so much work, man, as far as DVDs. I done put out probably like 15 of those. The Gutter Music brand probably put out like 1,000 mixtape titles. A lot of DJs we broke under the brand, such as myself, as artists. And my Twitter is at MRECGM, MRECKGM. You know what I mean? Like I said, just Google me. And I'll go to ForbesDVD.com, co-owner of the site, ForbesDVD.com. All my videos are there, and you'll find more about MREC, you know? I don't like talking. I let the work speak, you know?
That's what it is. Can you put your Twitter out there for the people?
All right. Once again, Twitter at MRECGM, MRECKGM.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate you, MREC, coming through. But I'm going to still let Cookie, Ebony, ask you some questions because I think we had a caller just now from the 240, but I think we lost him. But, Ebony, you got a question to ask MREC real quick?
Yes, how you doing, Stan?
How you doing? What's your name? Is it Tiffany?
It's Ebony.
Ebony, I'm sorry. What's going on, Ebony? How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted you to, you know, let our listeners know how important it is for people, you know, to basically back up, you know, your information and where you stand, you know, with this whole situation with the guy coming over and doing what he did, but handle it in a professional manner. You know what I'm saying? Like, you defuse the situation, and it could have got way more out of hand. But, you know, let our listeners know that are listening to it, you know, how that is important, you know, with defusing situations instead of letting it get out of hand.
I mean, because it's like this. It's like, you can either throw fuel in the fire and have the fire turn into a blaze, or you can, get a fire extinguisher and extinguish it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I chose to do. You know what I mean? Put out the fire, douse the flames. because it could have got crazy or beyond me. Like, I got so many people calling me, like, I don't even know how they got my number. You know what I mean? Like, on another tip, on that violence tip, and I diffused that. And like I said, you know, if people look at the footage, there's no disrespect, but I got to come holler at them because at the end of the day, somebody got to be the voice of reasoning to him, you know what I'm saying, before he, you know, catch that bad one, you know what I'm saying? And I was, you know, I was coming there to be a voice of reason, and if it would have went to another note, it would have went to another note, who knows? But like I said, it was no disrespect. But at the same time, I had to check to see what was going on, and as a man, you know what I'm saying, mature man, I'm always going, you know what I'm saying, try to end it off on a positive note. So that's my whole thing, you know what I mean?
That's definitely what's up. Well, we thank you for that.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's definitely a situation, you know, when it comes to business, you know, dissolving a situation, you know, at the beginning point, then, you know, letting it linger on, you know, which a lot of people, when it comes to business, sometimes they do that and they make it into a big episode, you know. So I definitely appreciate you for that, going over there and talking about that situation.
No problem.
I think I just got some music from you, just sent it to my arsenal just now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to load that up. I guess you can rock out with us for a minute since you're on, you know what I mean? Also, you know, being in the music industry, what is the what you feel is the hardest adversity that you had to deal with being in the industry?
A lot of blockage to this day. People are threatened by power in the sense of, like me, I have a strong grasp on media and outlet for my music as well as other people. So it's like, how can you contain somebody like MREC who has a COD, DVD, DVD Weekly? These are major brands in the streets from New York to Atlanta that get sold and move heavily. And then ForbesDVD.com, then myself as an artist who's on, you know, the big radio stations like the Hot 97s, the She45 and everything else. So it's like people are threatened by that, so they'll block you behind the scenes, like, you know, trying to tell people, nah, don't play his music. I mean, you know, I go through a lot. So it's you know, I just say just keep pushing, you know what I'm saying, because I'm going to keep pushing. Ain't nothing going to stop me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to kick the doors in. So that be my, you know, trials and tribulations in this game that be going on with me. It's the blockage. You know what I'm saying?
But it is.
Definitely keep it moving. Definitely keep it going.
Gotta keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Ebony?
My question to you is, what other genre or what else did you want to branch out to do?
Wow. I want to build some recreation centers for the kids. You know what I mean? Put computers in there and, you know, have them, you know, play sports and everything else, all types of different activities. And, of course, movies. I got some films I'm writing, you know, currently. And what else? Also, I want to come out with, like, something similar to, like, how Sesame had the characters, like the Big Birds and stuff like that. I got a few my own characters I want to do. You know what I mean? I want to step into that realm and really do a lot for the kids. You know what I mean? Positive things.
That's what's up. So what are you doing currently with the kids now?
Currently with the kids, what I'm doing, I got three of my own, so I'm just trying to raise my kids and make sure they taken care of. So that's currently what I'm doing with my kids first. Got to take care of home first. And, you know, I'm teaching them, you know, how to be, you know, positive influences and how to, you know, share and, you know, just give them good morale. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got three girls, so I'm definitely trying to get them out of that Americanized way of, you know, way of thinking, like, you know what I'm saying, like these other women are, you know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, that's a whole other battle within itself, you know what I mean, trying to get them away from the materialism and, you know, just stuff like that, you know what I mean? Just let them know that it's bigger than, it's a lot bigger in life than that, you know what I mean?
Right. Definitely. And then also, you know, you can also go and talk to some of the schools, too, in order to get your face known and whatever it is that you're trying to do as far as when you're working with the kids. So you have what area or that you're going to be targeting to go to, and actually when you want to put that down as far as like talking to the kids, getting the rec center and things like that. Because if you come up with that, because it is Wednesday and it's Entrepreneur Day, when you come up with your business plan and you go and you target the areas that don't, that no longer have any rec, you know, areas, is that going to be like a nonprofit or, you know, waiving pay scale, or is it just going to be something that's going to benefit the kids on a free basis?
Well, currently, that right there, that's something in the future that I'm trying to do, because I got XYZ responsibilities now that kind of got me a little bit, you know, overwhelmed. So, that got me overwhelmed. So, I'm going to probably try to start that within a year or two, because by then,
that's good.
You know, the site will be a little bit more established. It's definitely major now, but it'll be a little bit more established. We'll be able to hire a staff and stuff like that. So, with that, you know, doing a recreation center for the kids and all that, that'll be like later on, you know what I'm saying, another year or two from now, you know, when I'm more established with some of my other businesses.
Well, definitely keep us in touch with all that.
Yeah, definitely. Nah, definitely. Y'all got my direct. If not, y'all can get it. And I, you know, I'm going to definitely be listening in. And I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the love. I appreciate y'all even letting me voice, you know, what I got going on myself. That's love. Love is love.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, you know, anything coming through, you know, Doggy, which is, you know, that's family. You know, we got to support it no matter what. So, he put a co-sign and everything, and I said, okay, let's go.
Now, I appreciate that, you know, y'all going off the co-sign. That's love, too. But do me a favor. If y'all could, just, you know, do a little research on me, and you're going to see, like, wow, hold on. Like,
no, I mean, he co-signed you, but at the same time, I check out people and Google them and see what's going on. So you've been grinding for a minute. So,
okay.
I mean, I check this stuff out. So, I mean, you know, but at the end of the day, like I said, you know, he said that, you know what I'm saying, that you definitely his dude. So I try to support you, too, because, you know, I don't deal with everybody. I don't deal with everybody. I'm to a point where I can choose who I want to interview or not, you know.
That's
so
love. That's love that you have me up here. I appreciate that, because I'm the same way, because a lot of people don't appreciate, you know, my slogan is, people don't appreciate the appreciation, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate the appreciation. So, you know, so I know exactly where you at with it, because a lot of people, they can't even, you know, get on my site just because of how they might may act it towards me, or just because of their bad energy. I'm good on the bad energy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's what it is. Like I said, right now we got MREC live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online. He's also going to be on with us on Friday. And we also going to have your boy Suge White. I mean, DJ been going in like crazy. I had the honor to meet him at Mixtapes Online Shop in Queens. And he did a lot of stuff with Mike Beck. Salute Mike Beck. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, man. And he's going to be calling in also on the show right now. We got MREC. I'm going to go into one of his songs and everything, but I'm giving y'all a quick synopsis and stuff. You know what I mean? So we got this song called Caught Up, you know what I'm saying, from your boy, you know, MREC. So we're going to go ahead and play that once I can find that right there in the arsenal, because I know I got it in there. Okay. And we're going to play that joint. You want to introduce this and tell people about this joint real quick?
Right? You got the Grind Russell Grizzly or the Caught Up joint? Because Caught Up, that's exclusive. Y'all got the exclusive. I don't think, you and K Slay might got that exclusively. You know what I'm saying?
That's our boy, too. Salute K Slay, man. Definitely a good dude. We support him. We had him on the show.
Definitely.
So,
that's the homie. I'm about to call him in a minute.
That's what it is.
So which joint y'all got?
We got Caught Up right here. We got that exclusive.
Oh, y'all got the exclusive Caught Up. Listen, this right here is what the game's been missing. This is that pain, that misery that's going on currently in the hood, but everybody acting like it's all good, going to the clubs, partying. Listen, my side of things and how I see things and how my people see things, a lot of pain and misery. So this is called Caught Up, and everybody can relate to this. Trust me, when y'all play the record, y'all gonna be like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I went through this. I seen this. You know what I mean? I seen this movie before, but glad to, you know what I mean? Glad to see it again because it's classic. Caught Up by M-Rec off that Respect the Juice album on Blog Talk Radio. Let's get it. GutterMusicForbesDVD.com, East New York. Yell at me. Don't holler.
That's what it is. Lush Radio Online. Let's get it.
Venom on the beat, M-Rec, y'all. Gutter Music. Frank Biggs. Hey yo, Teflon slug, leaving you lame scarred. His man owe him bread, left him dead in the train yard. The world is fucked up, but you can't even blame God. Cokehead Joe said he's sniffing that cane hard. He used to be a boxer, that sparred and trained hard. He won the golden gloves, the whole town showing love. He was the mill ticket, had a hook that was real wicked. Nice with the hand, damn Joe was so gifted. Moving right along, ex-diva named Susie. Started with the dope, then she fucked with the ooh. Give her three krills, she'll rent you her new V. Susie fell off after messing with Dupree. All the shit I seen, I could've wrote me a movie. Niggas getting shot, crooked cops on duty. Young ass girls, proud to be hoochie. Giving up that coochie for that Louis and Gucci. Damn! Right now, seems like everyone caught up. Some people smoking that ish, some people just snored up. One way or another, we all get affected. That's why you gotta keep your loved ones protected. Damn. Right now, seems like everyone caught up. Some people smoking that ish, some people just snored up. One way or another, we all get affected. That's why you gotta keep your loved ones protected. Hey yo, Rock had hoop dreams, now he just do schemes. Running around town with the sick up kid Dupree. Did carjackings, caught a white new beam. Jukes fly, Eugene, coming from the strip club. Pistol whipping bad, made the kid spit blood. Lost about three teeth, fucked up his real piece. Now they got real beef, the hood is getting hot now. Looking like a cop town, Rock got shot down. Hollow tip, clock round, 1-2 is smelling blow. They ain't leaving the witnesses, cop love is telling now. By the time he found them, Rock body was smelling foul. Rock in his new wife just had a newborn child. It happened at the christening, some niggas there was whispering. One nigga bought a pistol in, Rock seen it brandish. Ran behind the pastor, hit the back door and vanished. They called him three blocks away and dropped him off on Rockaway. Right now, seems like everyone caught up. Some people smoking that ish, some people just snored up. One way or another, we all get affected. That's why you gotta keep your loved ones protected. Damn. Right now, seems like everyone caught up. Some people smoking that ish, some people just snored up. One way or another, we all get affected. That's why you gotta keep your loved ones protected. Damn. Word, we all caught up. Whether it's materialism or them D-rugs. Yeah.
Yeah, you heard that first right there. Exclusive. This is another Lush Radio exclusive. Caught Up right there from your man M-Rec doing his 1-2 live on Lush Radio Online. So I'm telling you, man, that joint definitely was hot, man. It definitely painted a vivid picture. You know what I mean? Check for the God and follow him on Twitter. You know, that definitely was a hot one right there. What you think about that, Ebony?
I was feeling that. You need to go ahead and send that to me. I need to be bumping that in my, you know, in my MP3 on my phone.
That's what it is. That's what it is. All the way in Cali, feeling that joint right there. That's what's up.
It was some real knowledge. It was definitely some real knowledge. I could feel it, and he definitely did paint a picture with his words.
That's what it is. And we got a caller from the DMV. Carlos from the DMV Genius, what's good with you, man? How did you feel about that song, fam?
Oh, I'm definitely feeling that. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely appreciating that. Keep bigging up the barrel in the city, more importantly, and putting out good music. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. M-Rec, you got a question for M-Rec?
I'm just not really a question. I'm just giving my support. You know what I'm saying? You got my love. You know, just being from the barrel. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Oh, that's what's up, man. What's your name, homie? Man, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. What's your name, homie?
It's Genius, man. Genius.
You said Genius?
Yeah, Genius. Real name Esteban, but everybody call me Genius.
All right, no doubt. Good looking, homie. Appreciate that, big homie.
So you see me hit you up on Twitter, then you know it's me.
Oh, no doubt. MREC GM. MRECKGM. Definitely hit me up. I'll follow you back. I ain't with the funny stuff like these other cats. I follow people back and retweet anything that you send through. You know what I'm saying? My name in it or just in general, something I think is worth people while to get retweeted. I'm definitely going to be, you know what I'm saying, going back and forth with you on the Twitter.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate the Jay Electronica situation. You know what I'm saying? That's handling the situation like a man. I appreciate that.
Oh, no doubt, man. Nah, no, we're going to keep it hip-hop, but at the same time, we're going to keep it positive. You know what I mean? But, you know, certain issues got to get addressed because, you know, that could have just got blown out of, you know, proportion. Like, because he could have came out here the next time and everybody would have had that anger on their chest and he could have caught a real bad one. So, you know, hopefully I diffused it with a lot of people who really felt like that. And, you know, matter of fact, they're going to have like a board, like a real board meeting and everything. They're going to film it. They're going to have me on the board and a few other artists and sites and everything. And they're going to get more into it. So check for that soon. You know what I mean?
We're
going to keep it positive, though. Appreciate that. Much love.
That's
funny, man.
We got another caller from the 212 New York. That looks like you either in Manhattan or Harlem. What's good, 212? Is this one of my models?
Yes, ma'am.
What's up with you, chocolate mistress?
What's up? I lost my connection, but I just want to say big up to you, Emmerich. I'm really appreciating what you're doing. You know, you're really speaking from the heart, and you're basically saying things that everybody else needs to hear and also wants to say, you know, and I think that's really important with the music nowadays because people are not really saying much of anything. It's so commercial that, you know, you just don't find that authentic sound. So really big up to you, and, you know, I'm definitely supporting you.
Oh, that's love. What's your name again, Miss Lady? I'm sorry.
I go by Chocolate Misses on Twitter, but my real name is Precious. So
Precious? All
yes,
right, thank you, Precious. That's love. I'm getting all the support from the ladies from that joint. Wow, that's overwhelming right now. My heart is heavy right now. That's love right there.
Nah,
like, you know,
keeping it real, and I appreciate it. So
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate everybody. Wow, the ladies is going in for me. Oh man, I'm. Matter of fact, my video shoot is Thursday, and I got a song that's, you know, pertaining to the ladies.
Mm.
It's called Slide Off, but it's a metaphor.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, in Brooklyn, we're gonna be filming in Prospect Park and Williamsburg. If you want to come down, hit me up on Twitter. I'm gonna keep everybody posted on Twitter.
All right, cool.
MREC at GM. I mean,
right. Well, you know,
MREC GM. Yep.
You know, MREC, Chocolate Misses is one of our Lush Radio Girls International. She's one of our promo models for Lush Radio. So, you know, we got girls from all over, you know what I'm saying? And she definitely, you know, does the music videos. She hosts mixtape covers and all that. So
wow.
Definitely do the exchange and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
exchange and get that cracking and stuff. You know, if you got other videos or other situations, we can definitely get that popping.
Oh yeah, no, definitely come down home tomorrow if you ain't too busy. You know what I'm saying? But if not, I'm shooting videos left and right.
Okay.
So let's get that popping. Matter of fact, follow me on Twitter. I'll follow you back,
okay.
And we just go from there. You know what I'm saying? We just, you know, keep each other posted on updates.
URL on Twitter.
Say it again.
What's your URL on Twitter?
MREC GM, MRECKGM.
Okay. Alrighty. So I'm going to definitely follow you on Twitter. And shout out to Lush. Lush, I love you today.
Yeah, shout out to Lush and Ebony.
And Ebony, is Kel on?
Kel isn't on today. Kel's on Friday.
He's on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to the whole Lush fam. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the support and stuff. And we're making moves.
That's what it is.
That
I love you to do. Make sure you follow Chocolate Misses on Twitter, man. She's hot, man. It's CHOCLIT_MISSES. Chocolate underscore Misses, man. It's not a game. She's hot.
Thanks,
yeah, I'm
guys.
Definitely going to be following. You know what I mean? Anything that's hot with the chocolate in it and the misses, I'm following. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, yeah.
And don't forget, I also write music, and I'm working on some upcoming music projects. Lush, I'll definitely keep you. Yes, I'll definitely keep you guys posted. Like I said, it's not a game. And, you know, I rep hard for my family and anybody who my family supports, I support. So let's do it.
That's what it is. That's what's up. I'm in the building with the ladies.
They showing love. That's what I'm talking about. I'm about to get my LL Cool J on a whole different note. You heard me?
Yo, look at this. Now, look at this one time.
That's what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. If you're joining us right now, we're live with MREC.
Yeah.
I'm an artist, man. He's been grinding for a minute. He's doing his 1-2. He's dealing with my boy Doggy Diamonds, but he's all over the internet. Google him. It's crazy right now. And we just played the exclusive Caught Up. And, you know, I might just throw it in the arsenal again just because I can do that. You feel me?
Oh, man, that's love, Lush. I appreciate that. I appreciate you and Ebony and Precious and everybody who checking in and tuning in and everybody supporting. That's love. Y'all throw that in the arsenal again. Wow. You know, I probably go to the top of the Empire State Building and just, you know what I mean, just lean on it. Because I'm so high, you know what I mean? Music get me high, you know what I mean? That support
that's what
get
it
me
is.
High.
This. Since Chocolate Mister just joined us, hey, Chocolate, you got a question for him and stuff. You know, since you are another one of our special guests live on the line, you want to ask him a question, boo?
Sure. What gives you your inspiration? Like, how do you find your inspiration? Because I know there's some people that's listening that's into music, and sometimes they can't get, you know, that inspiration. So what gives you your inspiration?
Oh, man, abundance of different things. But first and foremost, y'all women, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I take the good and the bad from the women. Some women is extra critical, you know what I'm saying, or just pretty much like, you know, you've been doing this music all this time. You ain't rich by now. You need to stop. You know, you're trying to, you know, live out a dream that's never going to happen. You know, all that. You know, that inspires me. Of course, I got the kids. My kids, they inspire me. And then the production, you know what I'm saying? Like, me, I don't rhyme over no whack production. I'm sorry. I tell dudes that be trying to do collabs with me, they send me a whack beat to get on. I be like, yo, homie, I'm not getting on that. You know what I'm saying? Whack choruses, I'm not doing that, you know, because I take pride in my music. And, you know, that's my inspiration, you know what I'm saying? It'd be the production, you know, of course, you women, you know what I'm saying? Because I take the good with the bad, and I love the support. When I hear women that really give it up, that y'all going to make me, you know, write, like, 8 songs tonight just off the support you gave me. So, expecting, you know, that's my inspiration. I mean, inspiration, it comes from just having that passion, too. You know, I have a lot of passion doing, you know, for the music and for this craft I do. And, you know, y'all got everything pretty much in a nutshell, you know what I mean?
All
right. That's what it is. And, you know, the other thing I wanted to ask you was, you know, what are some of the keys to success, you know, for the people out there, to give them some kind of advice, because we are talking about business and entrepreneurship. What are some of the keys to success that you want to give to the people out there?
One of the keys is, you got to tune everybody out, have tunnel vision. Like, everybody that's not supporting what you're doing, and what I mean supporting is like this. If you have a show or, you know, like you're dropping a CD and you put it out there amongst your peers or people that's close to you, and you don't get no support, like somebody, you know, willingly saying, yo, how much you want for that CD, instead of saying, yo, you're going to give me that for free, you know, you need to get away from that energy, you know what I'm saying? So success comes from having a good support system and also just being passionate and dedicated to what you do. And like I said, having that tunnel vision, you know what I'm saying? Because anything you're passionate about, everything's going to fall in place, trust me, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I go, you know, I take routes on the blind. I might want to try a whole new loop. Like, for instance, I got in the film by accident, you know what I'm saying? My first DVD was Outside Hot 97, you know what I'm saying? And I was pretty much documenting me being out there trying to get my music played, and it definitely worked for me. And at the same time, I was able to, you know, get the cameras, the ghost faces that was coming through, and get the DJ's perspectives on how they was playing music. And I end up with a hot documentary, and I didn't know nothing about film. And you can tell, you know what I mean? You see the mistakes. You know what I'm saying? My lighting was wrong. I'm trying to film in the dark with no light, you know, so the footage was coming out fuzzy. You know, it's, you know, that trial and error comes with, you know, the game or anything in life. So, like I said, just, you know, just be passionate about what you do, and you're definitely going to be successful as long as you just tune everybody out, keep that tunnel vision. You know what I mean? Hear nobody, see nobody, that's not supporting. Mm-hmm. And just keep it moving.
I feel that. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Have a blueprint. A lot of people don't have a blueprint. You got to have a blueprint. Got to. Some type of blueprint. You know? Or it's all going to fall apart because you don't know where you're going. You got to have a key to where you're going, like where you're trying to get. At least you say, okay, I'm making this record so I can get on radio, not say I'm making this record so I could play it for the homies around the way. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not going to get you nowhere. You know? Have a vision, you know what I'm saying, where you trying to go with it.
That's what it is. And, you know, real quick, I got to make an announcement because, you know, my little C, she, you know, today my little C turned 7 years old.
Oh, word?
Hi. What's
her name?
Natalia.
And she told me to shout her out. She said, yo, you need to shout me out, Ma. So,
That's it.
I want y'all to say happy birthday. You know what I'm saying, to my munchkin, she right here. You know, say hi to
happy
the people.
Happy birthday.
What's up? Aw, happy birthday, Annie.
Happy birthday, Natalia.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
You're
Natalia.
Welcome.
Happy birthday,
yeah. I'm sorry, you know, lust of the kids.
That's baby
love
right there, right?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, but, you know... You know, this is what we do it for. We do it for the babies, man. We trying to set up empires for them so, you know, they can be the next leader. So, but, yeah, it's her birthday and stuff. She's going to have a princess bowling party on the 22nd on Saturday. So, you know, all the kids RSVPing and stuff, and I ain't used to all that. So they acting like she a star. So I ain't never been through this before. You know.
That's what's up. It's starting early. Get ready.
For real.
They have now.
Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, like, you know, I'm really proud of you, MREC, man. I mean, you really going in, and actually, you know, it was my fault, people, because you know, my program manager sent me a text and I wasn't able to get the text. But I think Suge White actually is not going to be able to join us because he's on a flight. Mm. So we do have MREC today, and, you know, but it's an excellent, you know, everything happened for a reason. It's a blessing, you know, and he's
exactly.
Doing his thing, and it's a pleasure to have him on here. He's representing for his state, for a city, man, and he's doing his thing, and we definitely support him, and we love you, and we support you. And, you know, the ladies love you, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, the ladies love me, and I love y'all. thanks for all the support over there. Man, the ladies got me going right now. You don't even know. Yeah. Like, I really thought I had to make some LL records, but I could do it the MREC way and get that LL love. So it kind of balances out. I'm feeling real good right now, you know what I'm saying? I might want to take it to the gym a little bit, but I'm right, though. But I might want to get my six-pack back. Y'all got me feeling real good. I'm about to throw the waves back and all that. I grew the beard.
Hey, Mike, you over there blushing. You over there blushing.
Yeah, y'all got me blushing. You know what I mean? It's a good thing. See, that's what I'm talking about. I need to be around this energy, this good energy. With y'all the type of females I definitely want to be around this energy, because I be around a whole bunch of the negative energy. Man, you don't know. You think I'm out here selling crack, busting people's head. I'm like, yo, I'm just trying to do something positive and, you know, keep a little bread in my pocket. And I get knocked. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, man. That's what we do on Let's Radio Online, man. The same mentality that we have on the streets, we can still apply that on something legal and still make money, you know. And in order for us to show our young people that there's another way, we have to show them a way first. So we have to set the example. So that's what we're here for, man, on Lush Radio Online, to entertain and also to educate our people. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
That it is.
Definitely. Y'all doing something real big. Big up to y'all at Lush Radio and everything. Everybody.
Right.
Lush. What's up?
I want to ask you, what does success mean to you?
Say it again.
Success means different things to, you know, various people. So I want to know, what does success mean to you?
What it means to me, success is not having a big mansion or a luxury car, nothing like that. Success could mean I recorded a song in the studio and it's getting played on Hot 87 from my house. I recorded the song in my house and then tomorrow's on Hot 87. That's success to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not greedy. I ain't, you know, I don't ask for too much. A success, my joint getting played on Lush Radio and y'all showing me love. That's success right there. The woman is giving it up for, that's a street record, even though, you know, it got visuals in it, but that's success right there. I'm successful right now, talking to y'all, and y'all giving me good support, you know, good feedback. So, you know, success can mean abundance of things, but for me, you know, that's instant gratification when I can, you know, record a song in my own studio and then get it to y'all. Y'all play it, and then y'all being women who buy most of the music anyway and come to the shows and spend your money, that's success for me because y'all going to spread the word. And then, you know, who knows? Y'all probably like my new fans. So that's, you know, I was successful today. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
All right. That's what it is.
We just got to really, like, salute you. And I just say it's an honor to have you on the show, MREC, man. Can you, like, you know, give us a quick drop real quick, a quick little joint and just, you know, say this is MREC and I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online?
Say no more. It's MREC. Gutter Music, ForbesDVD.com, COD, DVD, DVD Weekly, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio, Online.com, and this is the hottest show, hands down, because I said so. Let's get it. Did I say it right?
Yo, you just made me all tingly inside, man. Which kind of...
Now you got Lush out with her blessing.
Oh, man. Well, we definitely do love you. We appreciate you, man.
I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all for having me. I appreciate y'all for playing my music, letting me speak my mind, and y'all making me feel like the 2010 LL. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for that. You know what I'm saying?
You're welcome. Give us
one more.
That's my new moniker now. When I get on the mic, 2010 LL. Ladies, get ready.
Ladies,
we'll definitely come back.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
We love you, man. We definitely gonna call you on the flip side, man. And we gonna play your song one more time, and then when we come back from your song, we should be having Chad B live on the line, another upcoming artist doing his 1-2, and he definitely has a nice following. He'll be live on the line with us in a few, but we're going to go to the song, man. I love you to death. Salute, man. And you know me, Kofi, man.
Lush Radio, Precious, Ebony, everybody. Shout out to the old Brooklyn and Blog Talk Radio, everybody. All right?
That's what it is, man. Salute, man.
Salute.
That's what it is. MREC caught up. Exclusive.
Venom on the beat, MREC, y'all. Gutter Music, Frank Biggs. Hey yo, Teflon slug, leaving you lame scarred. His man owe him bread, left him dead in the train yard. The world is fucked up, but you can't even blame God. Cokehead Joe said he's sniffing that cane hard. He used to be a boxer, that sparred and trained hard. He won the golden gloves, the whole town showing love. He was the mill ticket, had a hook that was real wicked. Nice with the hand, damn Joe was so gifted. Moving right along, ex-diva named Susie. Started with the dope, then she fucked with the ooh. Give her 3 krill, she'll rent you her new V. Susie fell off after messing with Dupree. All the shit I seen, I could've wrote me a movie. Niggas getting shot, crooked cops on duty. Young ass girls, proud to be hoochie. Giving up that coochie for that Louis and Gucci. Damn. Right now, seems like everyone caught up. Some people smoking that ish, some people just snored up. One way or another, we all get affected. That's why you gotta keep your loved ones protected. Damn. Right now, seems like everyone caught up. Some people smoking that ish, some people just snored up. One way or another, we all get affected. That's why you gotta keep your loved ones protected. Hey, yo, Rock had hoop dreams.
dreams. Now he just do schemes. Run around town with the sick up kid Dupreme. Did carjackings, quarter white, new bean. Jukes fly, Eugene, coming from the strip club. Pistol whipping bad, made the kids spit blood. Lost about three teeth, fucked up his real piece. Now they got real beef. The hood is getting hot now, looking like a cop town. Rock got shot down, hollow tip, clock round. 1-2 is smelling blow. They ain't leaving the witnesses. Cop love is telling now. By the time he found them, Rock body was smelling foul. Rock in his new wife, just had a newborn child. It happened at the christening, some niggas there was whispering. One nigga bought a pistol in, Rock seen it brandish. Ran behind the pastor, hit the back door and vanished. They called him 3 blocks away and dropped him off from Rockaway.
Damn.
Right now, seems like everyone caught up. Some people smoking that ish, some people just snored up. One way or another, we all get affected. That's why you gotta keep your loved ones protected.
Damn.
Right now, seems like everyone caught up. Some people smoking that ish, some people just snored up. One way or another, we all get affected. That's why you gotta keep your loved ones protected.
Damn.
Word, we all caught up. Whether it's materialism or them D-rubs. You heard?
That's what it is. That's what it is. Y'all heard that joint right there. It was called Caught Up. Exclusive. Only me and K-Slay got this joint right here from M-Rec, live on Lush Radio Online. And like I told you before, we're going to have your boy, Chad B, coming live on the line, man. Up-and-coming artist doing his thing. He got a crazy following. He's going to be live on Lush Radio Online. We're about to pull him in a quick second. So we're going to go ahead and go live to the lines. Ebony, what's good, baby girl?
What's going on, Lush?
I think we got our boy Chad B live online. What up, Chad B?
What up, dog?
What's up, Chad?
What's going on?
Peace and Lush Radio love real quick, boo.
No doubt. That's what it's about.
What it is, man. Chad B live in the building, man. Act like you know worldwide stand up, international stand up. Chad B in the building.
Yeah, all
so,
that.
Hey, you got any shout outs before we get in?
Hey, man, just shout out to everybody that's doing something positive. You know, shout out to my whole team. Shout out to y'all for, you know what I mean, reaching out, getting me on this damn thing. You know, what's good?
It ain't nothing much, man. You know, tell us, you know, what inspired you to get into the music business?
Honestly, Jadakiss. It's straightforward.
Wow.
Jadakiss.
That's a great inspiration.
Straight like that. You know what I mean? I've been following him since he was with the Warlocks, you know, so that's my inspiration right there. It's pretty straightforward.
That's what it is, man. Tell us about the new projects and everything that's right now, man. Tell us about that, fam.
I just dropped a mixtape called Road to Glory. That mixtape took off and did pretty good, so we about to drop another one. It's already done, so we was gonna get Ill Will to host it, but you know what I'm saying, my following crazy right now, so we ain't even gonna go with no host. DJ Trigger hosted the first one. We just going, you know what I'm saying, we just gonna drop it on my own. I got a pretty strong following. I got a movie coming out, you know what I mean? All the major blog sites, they mess with me heavy, so every time I drop, you know what I mean? That's a good look. I got faces on this, a couple features like Ransom, a couple other industry heads. So, you know, it's all love.
Oh, word. You know, Ransom is our boy, man. You know, he stamped the word, I'm a Lush and I'm online. You know what I'm saying? He definitely rocked. I do, man.
Yeah, actually one of the joints from the
shout out to Jersey, all the Jersey for real.
For that, so. Yeah, we about to shoot a video for one of the joints. But yeah, Ransom, I do. He just shot a new video off his new project that he getting ready to drop, Best of Both Traps. So I got a couple cameos in that. So, you know what I mean, it's just all work.
That's what it is. You all tatted up and everything, man. Tatted up, Chad B.
Yeah, that's how you, I mean, I'm in it for the people, you know what I'm saying? That's what the people want to see. If I'm going to be an artist, I'm going to be an artist, you know what I mean? No half stepping.
That's what it is, man. Coming up from Jersey, man, what do you feel is like, Some of the obstacles and stuff, man, you know, breaking as an artist and everything.
It's just it's hard. Honestly, it's hard, you know what I'm saying? But the good thing is I know a lot of famous people, you know what I'm saying? I could have been in a big situation already, was offered a deal with Universal. We turned it down because the money wasn't right. But it's just more like proving yourself. So I just keep, you know what I'm saying, kept banging out good music, keep putting big music out, you know what I'm saying, good music. And I got them singles, you know what I'm saying? That's what them A&Rs want to hear. And, you know what I mean, this mixtape I did is something different. The single that I dropped first on this mixtape ain't like a normal single that's, you know what I'm saying, that hit the clubs or whatever. But we dropped that. We put a visual behind it. It was a good look. So speaking on that, I just got a call yesterday from one of the Cash Money A&Rs that was interested in what I was doing. So it's just working. I'm just happy to be here.
That's what it is. And I see this logo, which, you know, nobody else got this logo. I see you working with my sister and my family. You know, this is the home of Lazy K Productions. You know that, right?
Of course. She already put a stamp on me, so you know what that means.
You know what that is. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Lazy is our sister, and, you know, Murder is fam, so it was a Murder call the other night when we had some A&Rs on here and stuff, so you already know that co-sign's serious right there, and you definitely grinding. I see you got a crazy following, my G, you know, and,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
Jersey.
People like good music, you know what I mean, and I ain't Hollywood, you know what I mean, I'm still in the hood, I'm doing all right, but, you know what I mean, I'm still here, you know what I mean, people get to see me every day. So it's just a good return. You know what I mean? I appreciate what the people doing.
That's what it is. Ebony, that's my co-host right out of the Cali area. Ebony, you got a question for the one
definitely,
and only Ebony.
Definitely. Okay, Chad, so I understand that Jadakiss was your inspiration, but how did you get started into the game?
I always was writing music. You know what I'm saying? I was always into music. But, you know what I'm saying, everything Kiss put out, I could relate to. So I figured, you know what I mean, it was that's the type of role I went to. Don't get me wrong, I went to college and anything, you know what I'm saying? But I chose to do this music because that's what I wanted to do. And ever since then, it just, my parents used to always tell me, when am I going to stop playing music and do music for real? So then I just left everything else alone. And just made it reality.
Because,
like, I was going to the studio. I record a song here. I record a song near, here and there. And then I just bring it home. My parents would be like, when are you going to stop playing music and do music for real? And then I just really locked in and just went in the studio and just recorded 15 songs. And that was my first mixtape.
That's what it is, man. You're going to make me call Murder and Lazy up, man. For real.
Yeah, one of the singles on this new mixtape, EFT 1986, they produced one of them.
That's what it is, man. For real. I'm going to let my boy Genius, he's a producer out of the DMV, but originally from New York, let him ask you a question. Genius, you got a question for Chad B, fam?
Yeah. What up, B?
What's going on, homie?
Not much, man. I just want to know, what do you use, you know, as tools to deal with, you know, the struggles of trying to get into, you know what I'm saying, the industry? Or what is it, you know, what advice could you give to, like, people that's trying to get into the industry about, you know, how to go about being successful about it?
Well, first I would just tell somebody like me, I don't know how to be nobody else, you know what I'm saying? I just know how to be myself. And anybody that work hard, success, some type of success going to come their way. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I wasn't born with a silver spoon. I had to go get it. So for me, I would just tell somebody, if that's really what you want to do and that's your heart and you really dedicated to that, then just keep going. And if it's supposed to work out that way, then it's going to work out.
That's what it is. Chad, put that Twitter out there, man. Put that Twitter, because we go ham on Twitter. Put the Twitter out there for the people.
Yeah, I definitely will do that.
Put the Twitter out there for the people, you know. Shout it out so the people can follow you right now at the moment I listen. All
right. Well, as soon as I get off the phone with y'all, I'll do it, because I'm actually on my cell phone right now. I'm not at by no landline.
Oh, okay. Well, I got it right now. I'm going to tell the people, the real Chad B., the real Chad B on Twitter, so make sure you guys follow him on Twitter and support him. He's definitely doing his thing. You know, he going crazy on the YouTube. He got all the DJs rocking with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he got hip hop DX rocking with him.
I go, I don't got no major label situation. You know what I'm saying? But out here it's like I got a major situation. You know what I mean? It's just crazy, like just to walk in a club and to hear your song in rotation. You know what I mean? With all these other big name rappers. So you know what I mean? I just take that in and just strive to work harder.
That's what it is, man. So I know you work with a lot of people, man, worked with a lot of people in the industry. I want to know what was the biggest experience for you, you know, being in the industry, or somebody you worked with that was like a monumental moment for you.
I would say when I was on tour with Wayne. Not even as far as me performing, like just to be in the area and to be on the same stage with, to share the same stage with Wayne and to see him perform, you know what I'm saying? And for me just to look at it, like that's what I want to do.
That's what it is. And since we are talking about business and everything like that, this is our entrepreneur night. Tell us about, you know, Roundtable Management. Talk to us about how you got with the whole situation. Talk to us.
They actually reached out to me. When they reached out to me, I was in a situation. I was managed by a dude named Tyrone out of Brooklyn with MBL Records.
Mm-hmm.
I was managed with them. I was with them for a year, but I was in the same spot. I was getting music done, but it wasn't no progression. You know what I'm saying? So once my contract was up, they reached out to me. We sat down. You know what I mean? They told me what they could offer. I told them what I could bring to the table. They told me the connects they had. I told them the connects we had, that I had. So we just cross-promoted right there. We got the paperwork done, and it's been history ever since. I mean, so far, everything they said they was going to get done, they got it done. And as far as with me, I got everything I've done. The easy part is to make the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So as we got that situation. So now when I drop a record, it's on all the major blog sites from all hip-hop to everywhere else. And that's just on a strength that it's good music, not that we know nobody over
mm-hmm.
there. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's everybody got relationships, but all these major blog sites, there's no relationships there. They just picking it up on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, you're definitely creating the buzz, man, and the people are feeling you. I know the streets is behind you, and, I mean, you represent Hard Body for Jersey, and we got some artists coming out of Jersey, but you definitely are a firecracker, and a lot of people are looking, man, and, you know, I know Jersey, it got your back, man, for real.
Definitely. I mean, I'm pretty sure something good going to happen out the situation, but, you know, I just stay humble and continue to make good music, and the
mm-hmm.
important people will find me.
Mhm. Well, I know they definitely gonna fuck you, man, because I mean, you know, I myself, I don't like cocky dudes, you know, at all.
Yeah.
They get on my nerves, but you know, the fact that you are humble, you know, I appreciate that, you know, and I salute you for that. You know, that means you're gonna be blessed for a long time, for real.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, I got this joint from you called I'm Loaded. I want you to introduce this joint so we can get into this song, fam. All
right, this joint right here that you guys called I'm Loaded. Exclusive, hasn't been released. Y'all the only people that got it. It's a single, so Chad B, you already know we got them hits.
That's what it is, man. Oh, we get exclusives. Chad B, I'm Loaded.
Them haters hating, but you know what I always say.
Yo, focus. The Academy.
Hey, folk, what it is, my dude? It's the boy Chad B. Hey, little mama, what's good with you? Oh, they hate it. This is what we tell them.
Catch me in the coop, 2-2 spinning.
Hey.
Niggas really legend, cause they know that.
Hey. top, topping it, I'm finna ball. Take her to the mall, get a fresh, let her spend it all. Never will I slip and fall, my intentions tall. They continue to forever hate, but I forever ball. And I'm forever, y'all, no need to let it all. See me with that chain blickering in my leather soft. It's like I'm winning a day, cause I ain't never lost. Shorty thought a man was a, but I'm a better flow. I'ma ride to the day that I die. For the pain, for the rain when you cry. And everybody know we looking like magic. Hate reality trait, turn that into marriage. Like that's a good look. And you a good look, A.O., take them to the hook.
Catch me in the coupe, 2-2 spinning. Niggas hey. Me legend cause they know that I'm winning. Hey. But I ain't even tripping cause I don't really care. Hey. Top off the dick and money in the bed. I'm loaded.
Cause I'm
loaded.
Let a day go, spend a couple pesos. Catch me at the LV store, I'm on Rodeo. Drive, baby girl, I am nothing like them guys. This that made back music, you need chauffeurs for this ride. Boss, I'm a floss, I don't care what it costs. Got the Gucci's handmade, I ain't get them from the store. Valkyrie on the belt, true religions on the stag. I'm a real trap star, why you think them haters mad? I'ma ride to the day that I die. For the pain, for the rain when you cry. And everybody know we looking like magic. Hate reality trait, turn that into marriage. Like that's a good look. And you a good look, A.O., take them to the hook.
Catch me in the coupe, 2-2 spinning. Niggas hey. Me legend cause they know that I'm winning. But hey. Well, I ain't even tripping cause I don't really care. Cause hey. The top off the dick and money in the bed.
Cause I'm loaded.
Cause I'm loaded.
Cause I'm loaded.
Sitting on 19+3, juice stacking like Atlantic City. Your girl looking like she wanna get with me. I said they mad at me, I'm what they can be. Whip sitting on 19+3, juice stacking like Atlantic City. And your girl looking like she wanna get with me.
Starting is a habit. I see them haters hating, but you know what I always say. Don't knock it cause you ain't got it, homie. Get your bread up.
Catch me in the coupe, 2-2 spinning. Niggas hey. Me imagine cause they know that I'm winning. But hey. Well, I ain't even tripping cause I don't really care. Cause the top off the dick and go. Money in the bed, I'm loaded.
Cause I'm loaded.
I said cause I'm loaded.
Cause I'm loaded.
Cause I'm loaded.
Cause I'm loaded.
I said cause I'm loaded. Cause they know that I'm winning. But I ain't even tripping cause I don't really care. Cause hey. The top off the whip and throw money in the
cause
air.
Cause I'm loaded.
I said cause I'm loaded. Cause I'm loaded.
Hey.
Cause I'm loaded.
Cause I'm loaded.
I said cause I'm loaded. Cause I'm loaded.
Cause I'm loaded.
I said cause I'm loaded.
Cause I'm loaded.
I said cause I'm loaded.
Yeah. That was an exclusive, another Lush Radio Online exclusive from your boy Chad B right there, man. That was real smooth, definitely lyrical. I'm definitely feeling that jizzoint. You know, you guys definitely need to definitely support that. And just to let y'all guys know, that was another Lush Radio Online exclusive. But, you know, I'm going to let my boy tell you because he sounds so professional when he's. You know, because when he says it, it's just...
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Act like you know, sucker. We live on the line with your boy, Chad B. What up, Chad? Ebony, what did you think about that, man? What did you think about that song, Ebony?
Oh, that joint was definitely crack. I was definitely feeling that smooth moment because I'm loaded.
That's my Miami weather song.
I want to be cruising to that, so you got to go ahead and send that to me as well, Les, so I could get that exclusive as well.
Definitely, man. That took me back to the Diamond in the Back Summer Talk, digging in the scene on the Gangsta Lane Woohoo. You know what I'm saying? You send in your ride, and you just rocking to that joint right there was smooth. I like that one. Definitely hot.
You know, nice, friendly radio record. You know what I mean? Just have fun with it.
That's what it is. Genius from DMV. Genius, what did you think about it?
Real laid back. I'm definitely feeling that. You know what I'm saying? It's just a step away from a lot of the stuff that's out, so I'm definitely feeling that.
Yeah, I mean, appreciate
stay doing
it.
Appreciate
your
thing,
that.
Fam. Stay doing your thing, man. Persevering.
No doubt.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And definitely we support you in what you're doing, Chad. And Evan, you got some more questions for your boy Chad B.
Yes, I do, Chad. I want you to let our listeners know how important it is to have your, you know, how important it is to have your team of people that, you know, that you're around.
It's definitely the first thing that I would tell an artist that's really trying to get in the business, though, is if you really want to do this and you find you a set management team and a team that's willing to work for you, stick with them throughout, because once you pop, you don't really know who's going to be in it for themselves, or you don't know if they're going to be in it to help you. See, the luck with me, my people was with me before I got to the situation that I'm at right now. You know what I mean? So they stuck it out with me, so I know that they ain't going to try to mess me up on the back end now. So I think that's why I'm successful, because I trust them and they trust me. And in this relationship, you need that, because, you know, this game is a beast.
That's what it is. That's what it's talking about. And the thing about it is that when you do deal with people, you know, the thing that we talked about yesterday also was just having a strong team in general is serious.
And, yeah, definitely. I mean, like a lot of people, like my Facebook or my MySpace or my Twitter, half of the time, that's not even me on there. You get what I'm saying? Like, if my team, they run all that stuff. You know what I mean? I might be in a studio working on a new record, and people might think that's me, but that's not really me.
Well, you know what? The thing about it is that's how an efficient machine is supposed to run. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what people need to know. You know, like just with Lush Radio Online, I am the CEO, but at the same time, I have Ebony. She deals with sales, and she's also a co-host. We got Cookie, who's my program manager. And we got Guru that does all the promo, and he's also a co-host. And then we have another co-host on the show. So everybody play their position and run their lane. So it makes the job easier for you, so you can focus on what you need to do, which is make that hot music. You know?
Definitely, definitely.
You know, so that's definitely true importance. And are there any deals that you kind of feel like, you know, you're kind of looking forward to, or certain people that if you did want to get signed to, are there some people that you actually would want to actually get signed to right now at this moment?
I mean, I really ain't too big on getting a deal right now, for the simple fact I got my own following, and the most important part is that I could sell records on my own without a label. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what the label do. You know what I mean? They want to push you. But I'm to the point where if I put a single on iTunes, I could sell it on my own just because of the people, they appreciate what I'm doing for this game of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I did have to sign to a label, I would sign to somebody like Cash Money or Young Money, somebody like that, for the simple fact that I could still do my own thing. You know what I'm saying? Like Young Money, they got all them artists, but them artists do their own thing. You know what I'm saying? I want a situation like that where I could still do my own thing, because I don't want to get tied under no label and then, you know what I'm saying, I can't put out a mixtape now, you know what I'm saying, or I could do a feature with this person right here, but the label not going to clear it for it to get on the radio, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm selling myself short where I can't make no money, and I don't want to come into no situation like that.
Right, definitely. I feel you on that. Let our listeners know how important it is to know the business behind the music.
You got to know. If you don't know the business by now and you just trying to get into the music, honestly, it's not for them, because you got to know the game in and out before, you know what I mean? You know that saying that say you got to beat the system to beat the system.
You know what I mean? If you don't know it, you could get screwed, whether on paperwork. However, it's so many ways you can get screwed, so you got to learn the business. That's like going to school right there.
That's what it
mandatory.
Is. That's what it is. If you're just joining us right now, we have Chad B. He's representing Hard Body for Jersey. He's doing his 1-2. He got following all over the place. I mean, the songs is in rotation. We played the exclusive for y'all. You know what I mean? And, I mean, it's crazy right now. I'm loaded. And, you know, he got some situations going on. You need to check for him because he's a problem right now. Jersey Stand Up, Worldwide Stand Up. And we also got Face, the artist Face coming through. That was provided by us, by Soul Pitch Media. Salute to my girl Cinnamon Jones, you know, who also brought us Dame Grease last time. It's going to be crazy right now. And I just want to say it's an honor to have you on here, Chad. And, you know, tell us some of the things that, you know, that we should be looking out for, new projects, some of the producers you working with. Let us know so, you know, we can check for that.
Honestly, I'm working with a whole bunch of people. So it's just, no, I just did a couple records, a couple features. I kind of did what Wayne did. I'm like following that format. I just did a couple features for all single records. You know what I mean? All these records going to be video shot and anything. So I'm kind of taking that route. I'm doing that. I got a movie coming out, an official movie. It's shot in LA. You know what I'm saying? With some dudes from The Wire, a couple other things like that. So it ain't just music with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm everywhere. Like, what the average artist is trying to get to do right now, I'm doing both of them already, and I ain't even signed to a major.
That's what's up.
What I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed, man. I see nothing but positive things, and you got a strong crew behind you, and the streets support you, and people are definitely looking at what you're doing, Chad, and I just want you to keep on doing what you're doing. I'm definitely proud of you, man, as an African-American young man and just a young man in general. And you're going for your dream and doing it and being persistent and determined and not letting up. You know, you're definitely the definition of determination.
Appreciate that. I mean, I'm still young. I'm still learning. I'm only 23, but it's been success this far, so I'm going to keep going.
Well, you know what? You make me proud because, you know, I'm about to be 30 next year, man. I'm an old geezer. I'm 29. So... You know, I'm always proud, and it always gives me hope for my people when I see young people like you going for the gusto, you know. And
right,
taking,
and getting it in.
You know, that I'm definitely proud of you. I'm proud of you for real, and you can set an example for other young men and women out there that are trying to get into the business or just get in general, you know, following the lead, you know. That's
definitely,
what it is.
Definitely.
I'm going to open up the last question for you, and we're going to wrap it up because we're going to move on to Face. My boy Bugsy live from the Boston area. What up, Bugsy?
It was good, Ma. I know I'm a little late, but I'm tuning in as always. You know.
What's up, Bugsy?
Nothing much,
what up,
man. What's good, family? I just want to say, man, like I just followed you on Twitter, man, so I'm about to get in tune with your whole movement, man, and everything you're working with. You dig me?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, I really ain't got no questions because, you know, like I said, once again, I'm late to the session, man, you know what I mean? But like I said, man, I got you on that Twitter thing, so I'm definitely going to be part of that movement, man, to get it tuned to what you're working with.
You're already, my dude. However we can work, let's work. Make it happen.
All right, I can dig that. Much respect.
No doubt.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Boston in the building. So like I said, man, final thoughts. I just want to say that we're proud of you. We support you, whatever you got coming in. We're going to support it. We're going to keep pushing it. And I just want you to, you know, whatever you got, exclusives or anything, just send it to us. You know, we got you. And
no doubt on that. I'll tell y'all, whatever. You know, I'm not no Hollywood person. I'm for the people.
That's what it is, man. And we are the people's voice. Lush Radio Online. Can we get a quick drop? You know what I'm saying? This is Chad B. You know I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online.
Yes, you could. This the boy Chad B., Jersey, you already know I'm rocking out with LushRadioOnline.com, the hottest radio show online. Officially, it got my stamp on it. It's Lush Radio, you heard?
That's what it is, man. You just made us all tingly inside, so tingly.
No doubt.
No, but we appreciate you, man, and I pray to decide that everything you want in life comes to pass for you. You deserve it, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop.
No doubt. Appreciate y'all having
me. Keep grinding. Keep grinding.
What it is, man. We're definitely going to hit you on the flip side. Salute, Chad B.
No doubt.
That's what it is. And like I just told you guys, man, we just had Chad B., wonderful young man. We support him in his grind. Jersey stand up, worldwide stand up. Man, this is real, man. We ain't playing no games out here. We're supporting real talent out here. We should be having your man Face live in the building, another upcoming artist doing this 1-2. Let's see if we got Face on the line. 613, what's good? 613, you're live on the line. What's good?
What's poppin'? This is your boy coming out of Canada. Niggas fuck with Lush Radio, you know what it is. Shout out to my sister Jay Lewinsky. Wouldn't have known about it if it wasn't for her. Now I'm bumping your shit like it ain't nothing.
That's what it is, man. Come on, man. Who does this? We got calls from Canada, son. Get the fuck out of here. This is serious.
You know what it is. We got rappers in Canada, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what, you know what, and you know what, I support Canadians because, you know what, I got my girl D out there, she's one of my Lush Radio models, and I had my boy George Reefer from out of there too that came on like last year or so, I definitely support my Canadians out there.
That's a good look, respect, that's much appreciated. We trying to do something like connection thing, you know, put it all over the map, make it all big, because like, States is like all over the spot in Canada here, you know, we're trying to make Canada blow up somehow, some way like that too, you know.
That's what it is, and shout out to our girl Jay Lewinsky, she's definitely a representative for Lush Radio Online out there in Canada, so you know, we definitely love her to death. She's a lovely lady and everything. So what part of Canada, you in Montreal, Toronto, what part you from?
We from Ottawa right now.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Hardware on the map right now, out of Canada. Who does that, man? People calling in from Canada, son. I told you we all over the world, son. For real.
Every time I walk in the room, she got her iPhone right next to her, bumping you. You know what I mean? Radio bumping. She's telling me, yo, you gotta just sign up for these. You gotta do. She always got me in tune with all these like contests and stuff out States. You know, so it's like good luck on her, cause like she's my older sister and shit. So. Just trying to, like, show you that we fucking with you out here.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We definitely going to, you know, make that connection, you know, because, you know, Jay, she holds us down out there. And, you know, so do you rhyme or do anything out there, music and stuff, or are you just supporting your big sis?
I write my music, you know, just, like, kind of, like, doing some, like, thing on the side, just writing my music, hitting
mm-hmm.
the music I could, looking for
mm-hmm.
performances and clubs, you know. Trying to get the name going, Ray Ray Kush, all day.
That's what it is. Put your Twitter out there for the people.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. My Twitter name is 6Ray1Ray3. It's kind of confusing, but I'm going to follow you. You know, I don't really go on this Twitter much. It's always my sister kind of like fucking with it. So I got to get my Twitter game up because my rap game is tight and just got to expose that.
That's what it is. Support you because you rocking with Jay, and besides that, you took the time out to call us from Canada.
Definitely.
Who does that? So we definitely salute you, fam. That's what it is.
We got love for y'all, you know.
That's what it is.
We appreciate you.
And definitely, you know, connect us with the rest of the, your Canadian fam, man, and tell them call in, man. It's all love. We love you all.
That's what's up. We got rappers, we got actors, we got dancers, we got everything out here. Canada just says bumping, but. You know, I mean, just trying to put it on the map, bigger than what it is already.
That's what it is. Bring them all on. Let's get it. We going to make this connection, whether it's through Lush Radio or all the different outlets. We're going to make Canada official, you know what I'm saying, an official connect through Lush Radio, man, seriously.
Yeah, for no doubt. So, like, I'm live right now, right?
Yeah, you're live on the radio right now. You got some shout-outs real quick?
I just want to say shout-out to Lush Radio. You know, we're doing it big, you know. Shout-out to my sister, Jay Lewinsky. She's flying all day, head to toes. You know what to do. And shout-out to everyone else. I'm missing my Canadian niggas, my niggas worldwide. Trying to do it, trying to make the movements.
That's what it is. That's what it is. If you're just joining us right now, we got our boy Six live from Canada right now, calling in from Canada. Come on, I told y'all we all over the world, man. My man calling in from Canada on Lush Radio Online. He could be anywhere calling the Lush Radio. We appreciate you, fam, and that's what it is. Follow me, and we're going to follow you back and definitely blast you off on Twitter in a few, all right?
Respect. I appreciate that. I'm gonna keep you bumping with my music, let you see my little taste, show you my kind of like style, my kind of swag, kind of might be kind of different, but music's music.
Give me
you
your email, Russ. Give me your email for your
Yeah, just email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, all right?
All right. Sounds gravy. I got
That's
you.
What it is, man. Definitely, man. Jump on the wave and get washed up. Lush Radio Online. We turned all the way up. For real. You know what I'm saying? And definitely shout out to my man, the real Chad B, because my man retweeted us on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to the real Rampage on Twitter, going in, Chocolate Mrs. And also shout out to Dres from Blackstreet, my big brother from Another Mother. He got a new video, so check my timeline. Follow my girl Jay Lewinsky, J-L-E-W-I-N-S-K-I 88 on Twitter. That's my girl from Canada, representative for Lush Radio Online. And I'm telling you, we're going to have our boy Face live on the line on Lush Radio Online, another upcoming artist. Sponsored and brought to us by Soul Pitch Media, my girl Cinnamon Jones. So let's see who we have on the line.
Yeah.
Caller from the 646, what's goody? 646, you're live on Lush Radio Online, what's goody?
What's going on, brother? How's everything?
I'm a sister, baby.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry about that.
How my lady doing out there today? How you doing?
I know. I got a raspy voice and stuff, but you know, I don't want to get all like you know sensual and stuff. That's only on some personal note stuff. So. But it's all good. I still love you though. What up?
What's going on, baby? How's everything?
Is this Face live on the line with us?
Yeah, this is Face. You already know what it is.
What up with you?
Oh,
it's fine. If you're joining us, everybody, we got your boy Face live on the line on Lush Radio Online. Face is an upcoming artist doing his 1-2, definitely on his grind hard body. And my girl, Cinnamon Jones of Soul Pitch Media, you know, brought him to the table for us. And, you know, we definitely support her and everything she's doing and all her beautiful clients. So, man, you got any shout-outs before we get into it, baby?
Nah, I just want to say, you know, thank y'all over there at Lush Radio for having me.
That's what it is. And I got my beautiful co-host representing the California area live on the line with us. Definitely rocking out with you, Face.
What's going on, Faith?
Thank
you for
coming on.
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm good. That's what it is. And Faith over there be looking like he Enrico Suave, like he just be crazy games to the ladies and everything over there. But you know what I'm saying? We definitely, you know, are honored to have you on the show, man. Talk to us, man. What inspired you to get into the music game, fam?
Well, basically, you know, it's just born in the blood. You know, my father was into the music business. He was a DJ. So I guess it just passed on, you know. It's something I wanted to do for a long time. So, you know, now we're here.
That's what it is. Talk to me, though, because, you know, they call you Mr. Magnificent, you know, Face, you know. Tell me about that. How did you get that nickname? And tell us about International Music Group.
Basically, I got the AKA Mr. Magnificent. It's basically how I like to live. It's how I treat the ladies. You know, it's how I like to roll. I like to do things on a big level. If it's small, I really ain't trying to roll with it. You know, I'm trying to have everything fly. That's how I do it. So that's where that kind of came from.
That's what it is. And since we're talking about entrepreneurship and business, since you are a CEO, talk to us about International Music Group. Tell us about that, man.
Well, you know, it's a whole bunch of different people from different nationalities, different walks of life, you know, coming together, you know, supporting the movement. You know, it's one of the reasons why I put the IMG for International Music Group. You know, everybody did the entertainment, everybody did the records. You know, I wanted to come with something different that kind of represented us as a family and us as a team. And, you know, us coming from all different walks of life, you know, International Music Group seemed like it fit perfectly.
That's what it is. So tell me your background, because you look like you got a mix of something up in there. Talk to me now.
Well, my background is Asian.
Oh, that's what it is, man. I love them patience now. Love them patience now. Definitely salute. Tell us about some of the new things that the company's working on and stuff like that. I know you did some work with Rough Riders and everything, but tell us about the Rough Riders situation, and then tell us about some of the new things the companies are doing.
Well, basically, you know, one of our representatives, Amelia Moore, she represented Rough Riders, you know, and she's basically came on from that situation and came on to support Train 2 International Music Group. So we've been working real closely with her. She's now representing us as the president of the company. So it's been a beautiful situation meeting Amelia, and you know, we just really looking forward to doing more work with her. You know,
that's what it is. That's what it is. Tell me some of the artists and people that you're working with right now, you know what I'm saying, with the whole music group and everything, some of the artists that you're pushing out. I know you're dealing with a lot of different people. You want to mention some of them?
Well, definitely, man. You know, we got, you know, a lot of different artists on the label, but right now we're currently working with an artist by the name of Baby Girl. She's also featured on the single. We got another female artist that's coming up that we're working with. We got a long roster, but right now we're really, you know, looking for a Baby Girl to come up next. So, you know, we're really pushing her project. But we got a lot of talent. Well, we're going to be putting together a mixtape that we should be hitting the streets in about the next 30 days and play all the artists and the talent that we're working with over here on Drink 2.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Ebony, you got a question for my boy, Faith.
Yes, Faith. Let our listeners know, what are the three key elements in business and establishing a business
and
maintenance?
I would definitely say one of the things is, you know, you need to have your priorities straight and what it is that you want to do. You know, once you get that together, then you need to work. You need to create a plan. And once you create a plan, then you have to work that plan. And once you get those things together, I think everything will work out for anybody that's got a plan, you know, and a vision that they want to put together.
That's what it is. I'm opening up the lines for some of our callers. We have Genius from the DMV area. Genius, do you have a question for our boy Face?
Yeah, well, first, just want to shout you out, man. Just, you know, say that I support everything that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I like to see positive people doing positive things. So you got my support as far as that. My question would be more so, you know, as far as people that's trying to get into the industry, what would you say would be, you know, the steps that you see now, because the industry has changed, as you know, what would you say would be the key steps for somebody trying to come into the industry now? How would they go about it?
I mean, I think one of the things that I would start off saying wouldn't be, you know, what they should do. I think what they should stop doing is stop looking for a record deal. I think that they should put their destiny in their own hands, and if they really believe in themselves, then they need to put everything that they have into it. I don't believe that no one's going to put anything into you that you won't put into yourself. And this is the day and age that we're in, so I think the people that will win in this business will be the people that's willing to bet at all. If they're not willing to bet at all, they won't win. So that's really what I would tell them.
Wow, that was serious right there. That was definitely. Some real, you know, food for thought. And I got my boy from Boston, Bugsy. Bugsy, you have a question for Face?
Yeah, first one, salute the men as always, you know. Basically, my question is, man, what motivates you, you know what I mean? What keeps you wanting to do this, you know what I mean? What keeps you focused on the game?
My family and my friends. You know, coming from nothing, you know, I want to be able to leave this earth leaving something. You know, too many of us in this world have family, and they leave this earth, they leave us with a bill. You know, they don't leave us with anything that we can actually pass on to the next generation. So What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to leave a mark that I could pass on to my kids' kids, my kids' kids, my friends' kids' kids, and, you know, if we could keep it moving. You know, this is what I think that the most successful people in the world are doing and why they continue, because that money was passed on. So I want to pass something on to the next generation coming after me so they can have something to pass on, too.
Okay, I appreciate the respect there.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We're going to get into this song, Face. This song right here. I mean, this is everybody, if you're checking in right now, we're live on Lush Radio Online, the number one hot stop to make you drop. This joint right here is called Bottles, Bottles, Bottles in the Air. I'm talking about DJ Self, DJ Carmelo. I mean, every DJ that you can think of that's brought a heavy hitters or even beyond that is rotating this song right now. Bottles in the Air. A lot of y'all go to the club, pop bottles, and put them in the air. So, bottles in the air, you know what I'm saying? And this is definitely a hot one, and we supporting that. And we're going to get into this song. So, Face, you want to introduce this for us?
Yeah, this is your boy, Face, a.k.a. Mr. Magnificent, representing Dream 2 IMG. We dare you to dream, too. Keep focused, man. This is the new joint, man, Bottles in the Air. Check it out.
Let's go.
Face, Young Bill, a.k.a. Mr. Magnificent, yeah, Dream 2 IMG, yeah, you already know what it is, baby, you know what time it is, let's do it, pop them bottles. Getting the love. Shorty shaking it, saying what up. Gotta give it to mama, she know what I love. Let me ask you something, can I talk? Don't be alone, baby, that's what I does. Bottle pocket, throw the fire player. Gotta love it, baby, cause I'm not a waster. Come to VIP school, Mr. Magnificent. Sit down, girl, let me make it feel different. Pop that bottle, girl, go get into this. Ooh, I told you, Mr. Magnificent. You were so big, girl, I'm so swaggeristic. All my homies, man, you know they my witness. Pop some bottles, you know it's my business. Damn, you know it's my sickness.
When I speak, bet that my lip black matte, VIP, bottles of that H, rock black, with the magnificent sweat, when I throw it back, huh? You fill a cup, hipsters going nuts, you got bottles? Let me see you put them up, I keep them popping with my girls all day, so I'll see your family and some friend of mine, yay, Rain, keep talking. He gon' buy me shoes. How you gon' buy me shoes? You spent 12 on the boots, please. I'm in the club, feeling real nice. Penny, no chaser, just a little bit of ice. If you got bottles, lay a cup to the rim. Mr. Mag looking good, so I'm sliding with him. Tonight, my shoes too fly for the damn floor. VIP popping. What you think I'm here for?
Girls were shaking their booty to that joint right there. Pop that bottle right there. For real, that joint right there was hot from your man Face. IMG. You know what I'm saying? International Music Group, man. Man, I can see why they rotating that joint. That definitely will make you pop that ass and pop them bottles. Damn! For real.
That was fire, definitely on some a whole
nother
different level.
Shoot, I, you know, y'all couldn't see me in anything, but I was popping that bottle, popping that thing, you know. For real. Ebony definitely said that was hot. Genius, what did you think about that?
It's definitely something different. It's definitely for the club. I could definitely hear it in the club, that's for sure.
That definitely was a club banger. No BS about that one. That was a club banger right there.
Definitely.
My man from the Boston, Bugsy, what did you think about that?
It was a banger, like Genius said, man. It's a club banger. That's that shit. When you in the club, man, you just have your bottles, no cups. Just have your bottles in the air, no cups. You got cups.
No cups.
Take
bottle action. Fake bottle action. No cups, man. We don't do cups no more. We do straight bottles. That joint right there was hot. For real, I think I'm going to have to play that on Friday, on Follow Fridays, man, to get me hype. I might have to use that as the intro. Damn. For real. Oh, man. So, I mean, tell us about the female that was on that joint. She was nice.
Yeah, that's Baby Girl. You know, she's one of the next artists up next on the label. You know, she's definitely fit. She got a lot of heat to come with. So, all y'all ladies out there, better watch out. Baby Girl's not playing. I'm telling you.
That's what it is, man. So tell us, you know, tell us that Twitter, man. Put that Twitter out there for the people and everything, and you know what I'm saying, the websites and all that stuff, so people can check you, fam.
Definitely, man. I got a lot of things going on the web. You know, if you just Google me, Face, a.k.a. Mr. Magnificent, you'll find my Twitter, my MySpace, my Facebook, everything pops up. Drink to IMG, you can Google that. You get all the information from the label, other information from up-and-coming artists. So, you know, that's just the best way to search for us, because we got a lot of things out there.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We just use the X for the Twitter because we try to put it on our links and stuff,
okay.
So we can put it up there for the followers, our listeners and stuff to follow you and stuff on Twitter.
I'll give you the Twitter if you need that.
Yeah, if you could throw that Twitter out there, that would be like excellent.
AKA Hookman. That would be the Twitter.
Repeat that again, sweetie.
Face AKA Hookman. That would be the Twitter.
Okay, that's what it is. Make sure people you following that right now. Face AKA Hookman. So, Face, for these independent artists out here, man, are you guys still signing other artists on your situation over there with IMG?
Yeah, we're definitely searching for other artists, that's for sure. So, you know, if they interested in, you know, submitting a demo, they can send it to dream2img@gmail.com.
Okay. So it's Dream, and is it two? The number two?
Yeah, dream2img@gmail.com.
Okay, that's what it is, man. Definitely. So independent artists, make sure, you know. And then on top of that, what are you looking for from the artists and stuff? You know, what kind of, you know, what are some of the things that are absolute no-nos when they step to you guys, and some things that are things that you guys are looking for?
Well, if they sound like somebody else, it's a no-no. You know, we're really looking for people that, you know, have their own swag, their own originality. They're not afraid to step out the box. That's kind of what we're looking for. We're not really looking for someone that's in this business because they want to sound like Jay-Z or they want to sound like 50. We're looking for originality. We're looking for the next style, exactly what we're looking for.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And for yourself, you also deal as an artist too, right, Faith?
Yes, I do.
So you know, and that was you actually dropping them rhymes on that joint, huh?
Yeah, most definitely.
So tell us about, you know, some of the people that you want to work with, also besides not just you know, the people in your camp. Are there some other people that you kind of looking in the future to work with and stuff like that?
To be honest with you, it never really crossed my mind. You know, I'm really looking to, you know, bring new talent to the game and work with a lot of new people such as myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things that the music business is lacking in. Instead of
mm-hmm.
people bringing in the new talent they can sing to work with was already established, and I'm really trying to do that. You know, I want, you know, when Wu-Tang first came out, everybody had a different style, and they all came with their own. Nobody sounded like them. You know, if I want to be an entertainment company, I want my entertainment company to be like that. I don't want to build our career off of artists that's already established. I want to build it with new up-and-coming artists.
That's what it is. Ebony, you have another question for Faith? Ebony, you there? I guess you're on mute.
I was talking. Can you hear me?
I have a question for our boy, Faith. Ebony, you there? You have another question for me?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Oh, yeah, I was already talking. I think we were talking at the same time. What I was asking you, Faith, is how about the productions and, well, the producers and, you know, as far as, like, the beats, let our listeners know how they can get some beats to you.
Oh, they can actually email the beats to me at dream2img@gmail.com, and they can email me to track.
Okay. And also, let our listeners know, for people who are sending in beats, how much of, you know, like, when you hear a beat, like, how many seconds do you actually listen to a beat before you know that it's yay or nay?
I say about 15 to 30 seconds.
That's important.
Yeah, definitely. It doesn't take long. 15 to 30 seconds, I'm on to the next one.
That's
so
what it is.
I better be listening. Pay attention.
So you're getting a pen and a pad, man. This is about business. What are the keys to success? You know, I want you to get that to the people, Faith. What are the keys to success?
Well, first you got to understand your vision and your purpose and what you want to do. Then you got to create a plan, and then you got to work the plan. You know, that's the way you're gonna make it. That's the way everyone makes it. You know, if you don't got a plan and you ain't willing to do what it takes, you ain't gonna get nowhere.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Tell us about the future of IMG. IMG. Tell us the future. Some things you see in the future. Are there other things you might want to venture in to incorporate with the business? Let us know.
Well, definitely, we into a lot of different things. We definitely want to branch off into the clothing. We got a lingerie line and a swimwear line that we're putting together called Wet Dream. So we're working on a lot of different things. Of course, we want to venture off with the movies eventually and different things like that. So, you know, we want to do the television and the fashion. I also want to do real estate. It's always been a big passion of mine, as well as, you know, restaurants and hotels. I'm a very big entrepreneur. So that's where I get the magnificent part from, because at the end of the day, ain't no limits to Dream 2. You know, the sky's the limit for us. We want to touch a little bit of everything.
It is. That's what it is. Definitely salute to you, you know, Faith, and we definitely honored to have you on the show to just, you know, talk to us in regards to, you know, business and everything that's going on for you. Is there some things like videos or anything we need to be looking at right now and stuff like that? I know we employ all the DJs and bloggers to definitely support this song, Bottles in the Air. But are there any other things that we need to look out for in the coming days?
Yeah, we're about to go on a tour. We're doing the We Dare You to Dream 2 tour. We're going to be starting that in July. We just came from the core DJs, and we did the down bottom, the up top tour. So we're going to be revisiting those same markets come in July. So we're going to be going from Miami all the way back up to New York, touching everything in between, from Georgia to VA, Washington to Philly. So that's some things we've got coming up. We're about to start filming the video for Bottles in the Air. So, you know, people should start seeing that on BET and MTV real soon. We're about to go into production for that probably in about a week.
Dang, man, let me know when you're doing that, man. Let me get my cameo in, son.
Definitely. You know it. Lush Radio all day.
For real, man. I'm out here in the DMV. I definitely have my boy out there. Shout out to Street Kingpin. He does a lot of the promo for TJ's DJs and Core DJs. You definitely held us down for Lush Radio to have our presence out there, you know, putting them flies out there and stuff, man. And definitely shout out to him. That's the dude you get at when you really want to get that street team in the streets out there in the South. He got that shit on lock. Crazy.
Oh, yeah, we definitely need to holler at him. That's the fuck,
man. Yeah, I'm going to hit you on the flip side and definitely get you that connect. That's my dude right there. He goes hard. And you see how some of them cats in the street team, they be like, yeah, I hit this spot. Nah, this dude give you the footage and everything. He ain't play no games.
I like that.
He don't play
what
no games. Yeah, that's
Go
what
off.
It is, man. Man, we appreciate you. We support you, man. And I love that bottles in the air. And, you know, is there any other things that you want to, you know, tell, you know, some of these artists and some of these up-and-coming people trying to get into the game, you know, kind of some kind of advice would you want to give them?
Put your money where your mouth is. Stop talking so much. People don't want to hear that. They want to see action. That's it. Act. Don't talk.
Wow, that was like so real right there. And that's real talk, because you know what? You know what I tell half of y'all cats out there? You skirts. You know what I mean? Talking all this crazy stuff, talking about, yeah, I'm doing this, I'm out here playing the block. Sonny, where your money at? Why you ain't doing nothing? Holler at me when you get your money up, because you's a skirt. Get out of here.
I like that. I'm going to have to steal that one.
Get, no, I said I done put it out there, man. That's my official word. For all them lanes out there, them herbs out there, the cats ain't doing their business right, cats that ain't looking out for their people, not really even looking out. This is a business at the end of the day. All that homie stuff, throw it in a bag, man. For real. Stop being a skirt.
For real. That's what's up. I got one more thing to say. Anybody want to win a free bottle tonight, you know what I mean? We at Susie Wong's tonight. We're giving away a couple of free bottles tonight. All they got to do is text DREAM2 to 87415. If they text DREAM2 to 87415, they could win a bottle tonight. We at Susie Wong's. That's on 28 between 10th and 11th. We're giving away a couple of bottles of Ciroc tonight. So if you want to pop some bottles with us, that's where we at.
Oh, you know what, man? You gotta email me real quick at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Send me that so I could blast that out and stuff, man. So I could blast that out on my through my site and to all our listeners and stuff, man. The listeners.
Yeah, we'll put that out.
We need to blast that out.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. And all the club owners out there, DJs who, you know, want to participate in this campaign, man, we looking for more people to participate with. So just hit us up, DREAM2IMG, the number 2, DREAM2IMG@gmail.com.
That's what it is, man. Bottles in the air. We definitely need to bring that joint to the DMV, man. Bottles in the air, and definitely do the whole campaign with the bottles, man. That definitely
yeah,
is going to be so crazy. You already know the Ace of Spades is crazy right now. Cash is buying them things up, and the Ciroc is crazy. So you know what I'm saying? They're definitely buy them up just to stunt with the joint.
Exactly.
You know how them cats be having like three or five cats on trying to get one bottle. Yo, I'll be like, yo, son, let me hold that bottle. Let me start with it. For real,
hell
man.
Yeah.
Bottles in the Air is definitely a hot song right there. We need y'all cats to support that, bump that, rock that. I'ma shake my booty to that. You need to shake your booty to that. Pop bottles, baby. For real. Stop sharing one bottle, son. How you gonna have six dudes on one bottle, man? Where they at?
What part of the game is that?
Yo.
For real. Stop being a skirt, man. Get your money up. Buy your own bottle. For real. But I definitely appreciate you, Face, man, and we're going to keep rocking with you. I'm going to throw bottles in the air on again just because I feel like it, you know. And we definitely going to support you, fam, for real.
Definitely appreciate the love. You already know what it is, Lush Radio.
That's what it is, man. Give us a quick shout-out real quick, man, and say, you know, this is your boy, Face. You know I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You already know what it is. It's your boy Face, man. I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online, man. If you ain't rocking with Lush Radio, you ain't rocking with nothing, man. better get it right, man, or get it gone. Peace, your boy Pace, a.k.a. Mr. Magnificent.
That's what it is, man. I feel tingly again, Ebony. Do you feel it? I feel it.
I feel the love.
That's what it is. Man. Bottles in the air, man. Face, y'all need to look out for the fan, man. He's doing his thing. Google it. Support him. You know what I mean? And if you're going to send music in, make sure it's hot. Because if it's whack, he's going to throw it in the trash, man. Get out of here, man. Stop spamming us. Get out of here. But I love you, Face. I'm going to call you on the flip side, man. And shout out to my girl, Cinnamon Jones, out there doing a thing. I love this girl to death. She's one of, besides myself and Emily and my whole team, this girl go hard. I love this
Cinnamon
girl to death.
Goes hard, man. That's
real, so pissed here.
All day.
She puts New York on the map, man. I'm talking about, she's one of the PR people I go to first. She got first dibs on getting interviews on Lush Radio Online, for real, because I love her.
Really hard.
Mm-hmm. That's what
really,
it is.
If you want to learn from somebody, you better learn from Cinnamon. Stop playing.
That's what it is, man. And Cinnamon will smack you in the face. Don't act stupid. For real. My girl goes hard, man. I love her to death, though. And she handles her business. She executed. She's about her business. So if you're looking for that, man, definitely holler at Soulfish Media. That's my girl, my sister from another mother. Emma, I see you. Bottles in the air, yo. We be back in a few.
Boy Face, Young Bill, a.k.a. Mr. Magnificent, yeah, Dream 2 IMG, yeah, you already know what it is, baby, you know what time it is, let's do it, pop them bottles. Getting the love. Shorty shaking it, saying what up. Gotta give it to mommy, she know what I love. Let me ask you something, can I talk? Don't be alone, baby, that's what I love. Bottle pocket for the five player. Gotta love it, baby, cause I'm not a waster. Come and be our people, Mr. Magnificent. Sit down, girl, let me make it feel different. Pop that bottle, girl, go get into this. Ooh, I told you, Mr. Magnificent. You were so big, girl, I'm so swaggeristic. All my homies, man, you know they my witness. Pop some bottles, you know it's my business. Damn, you know it's my sickness.
Face, man, definitely showed us some love on Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Soul Pitch Media. We going in, man. We talking about business. Yo, get your business together, man. Stop being a skirt. Stop crying about the reasons why you can't get your business together. Stop crying about why you can't do this, you can't do that. Look, listen, you are in command of your own destiny, okay? the day, fam, at the end of the day, people, nobody's going to do it but you. So in order for you to have faith in it, have faith in yourself and go hard no matter what nobody says. Go hard, work hard. Well, actually, don't work hard. Work smart, don't work hard. Because sometimes you can work hard as hell and not get anywhere. So work smart and make sure you assemble a strong team. And we keep on emphasizing that, man. Stop bringing these slackers on that want something for nothing. If you ain't putting in work or you ain't even putting no money to the table, stop talking. Don't run your mouth. Just sit there. Don't open your mouth. For real. Lush Radio Online giving you the real, man. I'm telling you, we had your boy M-Rec Live on the line. We had Chad B on the line. We had Face on the line. And now, let's talk about some business. So we're going to have a forum right now. Right now we have Genius of Genius Music Group, and we have our boy Bugsy, live from Boston, upcoming rapper, and we have my girl, the one, only, beautiful, sexy, Ebony, live on the line with us. And we're talking about business, guys. Guys, let's talk about business. You guys here with me? Talk about business,
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. All right, guys, like this whole business situation, man, is like we watch them every single day. Like yesterday we had, Def Jam, A&R Dame live on the line with us, and we had Grant Hustle's VP of marketing for them, Amir, boy, he's going to keep that one. But I'm talking about some more, but you know I love you, Amir, but shout out to Amir. But anyway, like we were talking about basically, you know, the 360 deals. We were talking about, you know, the explanation of the fact of people that are actually signing distribution deals and they're not actually signing, you know, an actual deal. But, I mean, as we know, the dream isn't to sign a deal right now. You understand what I'm saying? It's basically, you know, how we want to push units. If you get your distribution, you get your distribution. But we want to be able to be the sole person to get the capital from the situation. We don't want to have to deal with the third party that's basically renting out, you know, their logo or their name. And we know the reason why they're throwing out 360 deals is because of the fact that they used to put out a lot of money. They used to fund a lot of artists' money, and they only selling 70,000 units. So you know you're going to get dropped off the label if you're only doing 70,000, only 7,000. You already know that, you know. So the thing about it, I think the 360, which not thinking, but they stated that the 360 deal was basically to secure them, you know, in their investment. They'll go harder for you and push you more with the 360 deal. So, but all 360 all around, they want everything. If you're doing a show, anything, they're getting a cut of all of that. But it only in so it kind of like secures their investment. So I want to talk about that, and also talking about some of these artists that are actually just signing distribution deals, but they're going around saying they signed the actual deal. Like, stop lying, stop being skirts, be honest about it. You only sign a distribution deal. And when they sign a distribution deal, that means they only put your stuff in stores. That doesn't mean they're cutting you a check. You get no check, fam. You get no check. You get no check. We deal with the cats that are the big dogs in the industry. You get no check. And also on top of that, a lot of people, you know, that are signed to these small labels, and then, you know, they merge. Like, okay, like they were stating yesterday, like Rick Ross, Maybach Music, is Maybach Music, right? But that's Rick Ross' thing. Rick Ross is actually signed to Def Jam. He's the one that gets the checks cut for him. But Maybach Music isn't, unless it's something beneficial for them. But Maybach Music, like all those artists that's under Maybach Music, they under Rick Ross. They not under Def Jam. So they was explaining that to us yesterday to the people, but let's talk about that, people. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about business. Let's talk about some of the things that we see out here that people need to approve on when it comes to business. Talk to us.
Well, he also stated that Rick Ross, that Maybach Music has a distribution deal as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that they're not signed physically under the label, but just Rick Ross is an artist. So if Rick Ross was to be let go, then Maybach Music would still have their distribution deal, because, you know, that's the contract that they signed, but they wouldn't be under Def Jam Music.
Mm-hmm.
After that, if they decided not to renegotiate their contract with them.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
But Genius could elaborate on that because he does distribution deals as well as has signed artists. So, Genius, why don't you go ahead and start the forum with that?
Well, I mean, I don't have a problem doing that. First, you know, I just want to open everybody's ears. Today is Malcolm X's birthday. You know, happy birthday to El Haj Malik Shabazz. So I want to say that first. You know,
can you say happy birthday to my daughter, too? Because today's her birthday.
Yeah, most definitely. I say happy birthday, Lil Lush. Most definitely happy birthday. And I wish you many, many more.
Mm-hmm. It's her birthday today. Mm-hmm. I said, you're on my next birthday. And she said, oh, for real?
Yeah, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. You know, I can be a powerful person. But, I mean, as far as... you know, having an independent label, you know, knowing the ins and outs of distributions, a lot of artists now, they're pretty much doing that. In fact, for the last, I would say, 15 years, a lot of the major labels, because of the fact that they've been losing a lot of money, a lot of the artists now are going to independent labels and just seeking distribution. You know, they're backing from a lot of the major labels because, one, it gives them a lot more control and they can give them more money as far as the artist, depending upon the deal. Now, I can't speak for everybody else, you know, because each person runs things a little differently. I don't know how, you know, Rick Ross is running his situation with Maybach, but, you know, the artists stand to make more of a substantial amount of money than they would with the label as far as points, because, I mean, on average artist is only getting 1 to 5 points, which is the equivalent of 1 to 5 cents off of every unit. With an independent label, you stand to make a lot more than that because, you know, they stand to gain more. But like Ebony was saying, as far as the situation with Rick Ross, I mean, I'm quite sure with Def Jam, if Rick Ross sales started to, you know, slump or if he couldn't meet their quota, then that would put, you know, Maybach Music in jeopardy, which is why, you know, he's doing all of the things that he's doing, like with the merger with Puffy, you know, and a list of other things. But for artists, you know, I mean, you know, like we were saying before, it's important to know the business. That's the first thing, first and foremost. You know, as artists, you want to, you know, publish your own work because if you don't, off the top, publishers get 50%. No ifs, ands, or buts. So that's 50% of your money gone if you're not writing and publishing your own work. So, you know, it's one thing to copyright it. You want to be able to publish, own your work. You know what I'm saying? Because once you actually go to these labels, you know, they own the mechanical license, which actually gives them the ability to mass produce your work, you know, so because they're funding all of the projects, you know what I'm saying, the majority of the money is going to be going to them. You know, even when it comes to, like, the signing bonuses and things like that, a lot of artists think that that's money that they get, but that's not the case. That's actually a loan to go towards your project. You know, that's to fund your production, you know, as well as everything else. So a lot of artists wind up in jeopardy, and then a lot of times they look for all the biggest signing bonus in the beginning, but in actuality, that's not the best deal, you know, depending upon the person. You have to do whatever works for you, you know, but the amount that you would actually gain in the end will be less if you're getting more as a signing bonus. So I would just say it depends upon what your needs are for the time, you know, but knowing the business is very important. I wouldn't want to get into anything without knowing it. You know, you could be an artist no matter whether you're in production, you know, whether you're writing or whatever. Knowing the business is very important. Associate yourself with people. There are a lot of publishing groups that are out here. I'm a member of ASCAP, which is one of the largest publishing groups, but there are many of them. There's BMI, there's CSAC, and a whole list of others. You know, they have all types of showcases that they have every month. You can go on their sites, and there's all types of things that you can learn from them. Well, you can network with the heads of these labels, A&Rs, producers. You know, it's no different than, like, what you're doing right now, Lux, by giving knowledge to the people. You know, it's basically a forum where you can network with people who's already in the industry as well as people who are trying to get into the industry to learn more about it. And the more you know, I mean, knowledge rules over everything. So the more you know about something, the better you can become. So I encourage everybody to learn the business, most importantly. You know, that's real big. Because if you don't know the business in the end, you're going to just wind up losing. So that's important.
Definitely, and I'm about to get him some information in a few seconds. If you guys need contracts of any type, I have them. So if you're interested and you need contracts and you don't, I have contracts for your artwork, for publishing, for royalties, copywriting. I have every contract you could think about that you would need. I have over 200 and so contracts. So if you need your contracts prepared for your business or customized for your business, I can do that for you. Just let me know. Contact me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. And I'm going to give y'all some quick information real quick. Aftermath, if you got some A&Rs over there, you got Andre, you have Andre Young, which is Dr. Dre. You got Mike Lynn and Angelo Sanders, A&R of Aftermath. If you guys want to call the office, office number is 310-865-7642. Then it's in 2220 Colorado Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90404, if you are in the California area. So this is some exclusive information that I'm giving you right now. I got some more. Atlantic, if you want to deal with Atlantic Records, you got some A&Rs over there. You have Rob Tawal, director, A&R of The Urban, and you have G. Robertson, VP A&R of Hip Hop. You have JoJo Brim, A&R. And you have Gloria Gabriel, A&R for Rock. You can contact them. The office number is 212-707-2000, 212-707-2000. The address is 1290 Avenue of the Americas, 27th floor, New York, New York, 10104. And it's www.atlantic-records.com. And you know that's the home of Freeway, Jay-Z, Cam'ron, and Def Cap for Cutie, Jewel, and Mariah Carey, and Fat Joe. Atlantic Records, and also, you know, Jay-Z also did the situation with Def Jam. Bad Boys office, if you want to get a deal from there. But it's 212-381-1540. Address is 1710 Broadway, 16th floor, North New York, New York, 10018. If you want to deal with Bad Boy. We have Capitol Records and we have Columbia. If you want to deal with Columbia Sony, it's 550 Madison Avenue, 24th floor, New York, New York, 10022. Office number is 212-833-4000. And Def Jam Recordings. Def Jam Recordings in ATL, their P.O. Box. Their P.O. Box is actually P.O. Box 78386, Atlanta, Georgia 30357, office number. This is for Def Jam South, 212-333-8000. www.defjamsouth, that's the home of Scarface and Ludacris. Those are some little things that I threw out there, and I also have Interscope, but that's just a snippet. I might give you guys some more information next week on the show, but I'm not going to give you all the jewels. Can't give you all that. You want all that information? All that Lush Radio Online promotions. We do promo over here. You want to get that info? I can give you all the contacts you need, man. Holla at me.
Make sure y'all holler at Lush. Definitely about them contracts, because I can tell y'all now, lawyers, you try to get contracts drawn up in the business, that's like $200 and up. So y'all might want to get y'all pens and pad, take notes, and listen in to what Lush is saying, you know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't listening, then you're missing.
That's real talk right there. And like I said, we're talking about business. Bugsy, you have some things to add and stuff out there?
Yeah, as far as this whole team go, because like I stated a little bit yesterday, man, I've been weeding the seed of my team for like 2 years, you know, seeing like who's really down and who's really worth it. Like, as far as this team thing go, man, like everybody really just got to be on the same page, man. You know what I mean? Like, they said yesterday, man, you either trapping or rapping, man, and I'd leave that trapping alone, man. You know what I mean? Can't do both. Plus, they got kids now. You know what I mean? It's no here, no there. But you just really got to take it, you know what I mean, headstrong, have your shit together, know what you're really looking for, you know what I mean? And like a couple of people say, don't just jump at the first thing, you know what I mean? Because this nowadays, man, this game is just getting real ridiculous, man. I sit back and do a lot of homework. That's why I really don't talk too much on my business moves, because I'm more of a doer. But like if it comes to that team, man, just everybody be on the same page, man, and just, you know what I mean, we didn't see them slaggers, man, the dudes that just want toke all day, get nice, man, and really can't produce when it comes to the booth, man. Them dudes you got to leave alone, man, because when it's time to work, like Pac said, man, everybody get in the booth, lay down their vocals, man, leave that mixture and all that shit to the producers later when you leave, man. When your team step in the booth, make sure your team is ready to go hard, man, because this is a job. It's a, you know what I mean, it's a hobby for some, but at the end of the day, it's a job, you know what I mean, because if you don't take it serious, you're going to still be on the corner getting the mixing dimes off, man, and you ain't going to survive there. So make sure your team is just on the same page, man. They either trapping the rap like they stated yesterday, man, and definitely going to push that quote, you know?
Definitely. Make sure you follow the real K Slay on Twitter. That's my big brother from another mother. And Doggy Diamonds on Twitter. Make sure you support them and all of the artists and everybody that definitely comes through on Lush Radio Online. It's all about support, too. Like, you know, if we ain't working together, we ain't working at all. Real talk. Like, and at the same time, like, artists, like, I swear to God, I love y'all to death. I do this to support y'all. I do this for my people. But artists, pay your people, son. Word up.
Yeah,
nobody's going to do nothing for free. I don't care if that's your homie, your mother, your sister, your friend. Anybody can F you over. They can even be your family. But real talk, and I'm telling you, you might be like, oh, that's my sister. Yo, sign a contract. I don't give a damn. Anybody, when you give them money, they get funny. Real talk, okay?
Yeah.
People get funny. People start acting like they have amnesia when you're working for them. So make sure they sign a contract, for real, seriously. Pay your people. If you can't do it, at least try to support what they're doing, please. That's all I'm saying. Lush Radio Online, man. I give you the real. You might not like me. I really don't give a damn. But real talk, this is real radio, and this is real information. Commercial radio is not going to give you this at all. Seriously.
Definitely not.
Definitely, man. Yeah. Ebony, you got some thoughts on what we stated?
Definitely. I mean, I just really want to just bring to the table that you don't need any yes people around you either. You know, you need people that's going to definitely keep it real. You know, you can't have someone around you that's always going to tell you, yeah, that's the hottest stuff I've ever heard in my life. You need to be able to take some constructive criticism. When you're asking people questions, you need to be able to accept whatever it is that they're going to give to you as far as their feedback, too. And don't let that be the deal breaker between you and that person. Respect that person for telling you the truth. You know, everybody is not going to like everything that you put out. So basically, you know, you have to be able to understand that and know that you're not always going to put out the hottest stuff. Or if you feel like it's hot, you know, somebody else might think that it's not. You know, respect that. That's constructive criticism. It can only make you a better person. So everyone else basically said everything.
That's what it is. And do you guys want to have any more thoughts on business?
I really just learn the business. Pick up books. There's a million different books out there, especially if you try to get in the industry. I mean, regardless of what part of the industry you try to get in, do your homework. Do the R&D. That research is the most important thing. and want it, you know what I'm saying, and believe in yourself. I can't stand to see my people with low self-esteem. So, you know, definitely believe in yourself and don't let nobody tell you that you can't do something. You know what I'm saying? Believe in yourself. Even if you have people saying that, you know, they don't like what you're doing or believe in your idea, don't let that hinder you. Let that strengthen you. You know what I'm saying? Be real to yourself. You know what I'm saying? And strive to do and achieve something in life.
Be creative. Be different. Don't be like everybody else.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my goodness. Stop trying to sound like everybody else and wanting music like everybody else. That's just a personal gripe. I would say what I really want to say for Friday, because I get tired of people asking me to make music like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Make me that, you know, that sad beat. Make me, come on, be real. Let's be different. It's time to change things. In order to move forward in life, you have to adapt to change. You can't keep doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? We got to be aboriginals. That means the first of origin. We want to be the first to do stuff. Those are the real trendsetters. You want to know how these people that's been around for over 20 years in the game, they've been around because they've been doing their own thing. They have their own style, their own flavor. Make your own name for your own self. You know what I'm saying? And just try to do your best to be successful. And like what Buzz is saying, as far as a team, you got to have a strong team, but they got to share that same common goal. So I reiterate on that. You know what I'm saying? Keep people around you that share that same common goal. And y'all doing all of the things, making all the necessary sacrifices and compromises to achieve that. And if they ain't about that, then you don't even need them around you. Serious.
Definitely, 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 man. That's real talk. And like I said, man, like my boy Teddy Ted from The Awesome 2 and like all my OGs say, find your niche in the game. Not everybody is built to be an MC, yo. How you going to come in as a DJ and now you a rapper? And now you a graphic designer? And now you this, and now you that, and now you this, and now you that. Focus on one thing. Master one thing, because if you start doing all this extra stuff, it might be crappy because you didn't put the full focus in it. Master one thing and then branch off, okay? You know? I just got to let all them cats that want to do this 50 million things and nothing really comes out right because you're not focused. It's the difference between grinding and being focused. You got to be focused on one common goal, and that's to get to where you need to be. You know, you can't be all over the place. We find a lot of people in the industry that are all over the place. Like, son, I'm going to put this out, son, like real talk, son, like real talk, son, I'm going to do this, son. You're going to do this, son, like, blah, blah, blah. Where's the action at, my nigga? Where you doing? But running your mouth. Calm that down. Knock it off. Stop being a skirt. Get out of here. Let's radio online, man. I ain't playing games with y'all, man. I'm slapped in the face with the knowledge, man. We dropping jewels, man. We had cats calling in from Canada. Shut up.
We got to tell my family in Canada. That's what's up.
You know, come on now. That's real talk, man. That's serious right there, man. And please, man, don't sit there and cry about all the misfortunes you had in your life that's stopping you from being where you need to be. Son, no, I had my freaking house blow up, and I did a show the same day, and got another joint. God bless me. I done got guns to put to my head. All that. I could have been dead several times, but I'm here. And I ain't going nowhere. So stop crying. Wipe your tears. Brush the shoulders off. And do what you got to do. And be successful, man. You don't have to be a rapper. You can be a manager. You can be a publicist. You can be a photographer. You can be that networker. You can be a consultant. You can be a promoter. Get money. Skirt. Word up. We live on Lush Radio Online, giving you the real deal on Lush Radio Online, man. Shout out to my girl, Jay Lewinsky. I love her to death. She's out there in Canada representing Lush Radio Online, her body. She got our Canada crew on lock. Shout out to DJ Ains out in the UK that show us love, too. You know what I mean? Shout out to all our national DJs. Shout out to AU DJs. I'm part of AU DJs. Shout out to Coast to Coast Mixtapes. Coast to Coast DJs, Lil Fats, they got their whole convention going down, which is, that's another business opportunity. Their convention is going down in Miami in August, and it's going down. If you log on to www.lushradioonline.com, you can see more details and information. Make sure you log on and click on the blog that says Coast to Coast DJs and log on, purchase your tickets, and reserve your space, man. It's going to be crazy out there this year, man. And I DJ Trey, OG Crazy Eddie, got his event going down in Atlanta. It's honoring all the DJs and cats doing their thing. So, man, we going in, man. And Coast to Coast DJs, we're one of the media sponsors for them, so we going in. You understand what I'm saying? We are going in. So, I mean, we ain't playing no games. Mondays, we got your boy TDI, New Talk City. He do a hot show. On top of that, Tuesdays, I do the interviews. Wednesdays is me and Ebony. And then we got on Thursdays, we got Street Movement. And then also on top of that, Friday, we hot or not, man. It's crazy. Nonstop action. You never know what you're going to get. It's always an adventure. You're always getting educated and entertained. Come on now. Knock it off. Stop being a skirt. I just had to throw that in there because I feel like
it. Oh, man.
Hey, everybody in the world calling cat skirts.
We got the biggest song about that.
Yeah, I was talking to Genius about that. We might have to go lay that track down, you know. We might have to lay down skirt, you know what I mean? Me and Bugsy, hey, Bugsy, you want to freestyle real quick, son? I feel like it, man. Come on now, let's go. Let's go in real quick.
We can do it.
I'm just freestyle.
I
just listen.
Hey, I'm going a little something. Yo, banging through your speakers, spit more than Aoife. Ask about Bugs, they gonna tell you he's a beast, huh? When it come to beats, he don't need no heat up. Just jump up in the booth, start speaking with a mean demeanor. Niggas think they Peter, I don't deal with the Parkers. These dudes swear they harder, but really, why would they start up? Yeah, I'm something like a car. If you whip me, then you whip me. If not, then take a walk.
That's what it is. You know, cats want to take walks. Cats saying they want to talk. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm erasing y'all cats like y'all was chalk on a chalkboard. I'm going to tell you that half of y'all cats out here is soft. You talking about you doing radio, but really, you should shut off your mic and you shouldn't even be in the studio. I ain't even talking that I'm better than you. But I'm going to tell you, I got a whole team of a Lush Radio crew that will destroy you, finish you, decapitate your head from your body because real shit, you's a nobody. I ain't playing games with you, skirts. I'm going to hit you where it hurts. Through your diaphragm, you know who I am. L-U-S-H, Lush. And yeah, I might even make a grown man blush. But hush, shut your mouth, I'm a bad mother, but I'm in your face, and I smack the taste out your mouth, no doubt, and I ain't even soft in no way, but I will come around your way, and I will tell you make my day, when I have them shots in your face. That's that lyrical assassin that I am, and I'm going to tell you, I ain't playing no game, and I will not eat green eggs and ham, Sam I am in a box with a fox. But yeah, I'm going to tell you, no doubt, I will crush you and step on you like you was a mouse underneath my feet. And understand, most of y'all radio stations that want to be like me, get ready for your defeat. That's all I got to say is Lush Radio Online. We are unstoppable, remarkable, infinite, definite. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Hush. I'm out of here.
Hey, come on, Genius.
Wow.
Genius got one, too.
Wow. I can't say that for the next show.
He said what I'm supposed to do.
I mean, following after that, what I'm supposed to say. I'm in the Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio
Online.
Oh,
man. I don't even know where that came from. I just got real hype and stuff because, you know, I be playing around, but I got real hype for a second. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sorry, man. I wanted you to come after me, son. My bad.
He's bowing out. He's bowing out. Boo.
Lush always killing it.
Oh, bow wow. I can do a little something, you know what I'm saying? I spit a verse without a need to curse. No uses of profound uses of vulgarity. That's why these cats walking around mad at me. It's a tragedy. That's why their lifestyle's a fallacy. I switch up more steel than saggots. Flow like whitewater rappers, lead their life tragic. Harder than concrete, but won't crack, snap the staff, or really act when I put foot up in it back, gone.
Okay, genius. What? Lush Radio Live giving you a Lush Radio exclusive. You got your girl Lushy Lush, make a grown man blush. And we got your boy Genius. Oh, my God, he's the meanest. And we got your boy Bugsy. Oh, man, it gets ugly. And we got our girl Ebony. Ha, sexy like she want to be. Live on Lush Radio Live giving you what you want, what you need. All the way up. What up? We giving you what you need, man. Shout out to Guru, our whole fam, Natalia, Cookie, you know what I mean, Soul Pitch Media, M-Rec. Shout out to everybody, man. Face, man, the whole squad, Chad B, we here. Lush Radio Online, shout out to Murder, Lazy K Productions. Everybody, man, we love y'all, man. Street Queens, the movement, we here. Community, we here. We don't just do it for us, we do it for the people. Canada, I love you. Y'all got a stamp. Y'all been got a stamp for me. I love Canada, yo. Hey, Canada, what's good? I see you. Worldwide International, we here. We out of here. Lush Radio Online. All I got to say to y'all is keep winning. Shout out to my baby girl. She is my essence. She is my breath. She is my everything. And this is why I keep doing what I do, because she is my future. And she's my baby, Lush. Lush Radio Online. No matter what, keep winning. And we do this for the kids. We do it for the babies. We can't stop because we have to create empires and entities for them. They are our legacy. Lush Radio Online. Get your business together. Stop being a sperm.
You already know.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top looking now. Deadly ministry.